Okay, that's great advice. You know, if I accidentally ever become an accidental millionaire, I'm going to follow that advice. Dominic Frisby, absolutely fascinating talking to you. He's a finance writer. He's author of Bitcoin, The Future of Money. Thank you very much. I'd like to say there's a question mark in that title of that book. Thank you very much to him. Well, if you ever do become an accidental millionaire, then I suppose it would be good news for you as well, Mr. John Holmes, who's just arrived in the studio.
Well, yes, I mean, I don't even know what a Bitcoin is, if I'm brutally honest.
I'm fascinated by this, but I don't really understand
it. No, neither do I.
Even after that conversation.
Yeah,
the
even
man
listening
clearly
to that, I still don't know what's going on with it. I mean, but, we don't get paid at all in anything much here, apart from buttons, as you know.
That is true.
So it's kind of pointless conversation to me.
What are you not being paid to do this afternoon?
We're not being paid this afternoon to... I don't know, there's this royal engagement. I don't know whether you've heard of that.
Who's got
a lot of coverage. So we're going to rectify that by covering it slightly.
I believe it was page 18 of the Daily Mail before there was a non-royal coverage story. I sat there just going, click, click, click.
Of course
click.
There was. So a bit of that, a bit of stuff. I can't remember, it's stuff coming up. We're going to fill 3 hours with stuff.
That's the best kind of radio. 3 hours of stuff. That's with John Holmes coming up from 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, stillbirth investigations. Corey Starr could be jailed for sex assaults. And the Pope addresses the Rohingya crisis.
Talk Radio.
Independent investigations will be offered to families who've suffered a stillbirth while using the NHS in England. The government plans aim to halve the number of them by 2025. Tory MP Will Quince has been campaigning on the issue since he and his wife lost a son in 2014. He's told Talk Radio this change will help prevent families going through the same suffering.
So what will happen now with the healthcare safety investigation branch and the option for coroner investigation or inquiry as well, it means that we're going to be able to spread all of that learning across the NHS and mean that where we do have these tragic occurrences, that we can make sure that those learnings are spread and we make sure they don't happen again.
Ex-Coronation Street star Bruno Langley has admitted sex assaults on two women on a night out. He's been warned he could face time behind bars. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The actor, who played Todd Grimshaw in the soap for a decade until last month, was drunk when he touched the two victims at a music venue in Manchester. The court heard he also assaulted two other women that night, but wasn't charged with those offences. The magistrate's court could jail him for 12 months, but the district judge may decide to send him to the Crown Court for sentencing, where he can be given a longer term.
It's understood Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister is to resign over her handling of a police whistleblower when she was Justice Minister. Frances Fitzgerald has faced calls to go with the row, risking a collapse of the country's coalition government. Pope Francis has called for justice and respect for all ethnicities during his visit to Myanmar. The pontiff avoided calling the Rohingya Muslims by name, as the term's not recognised by the country's government. And we're due to find out where and when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will get married later. Speculation continues following the announcement yesterday of their engagement.
So excited! What time's that news going to smash out?
It's yet to be announced.
I can't wait
to find out the time will be announced.
Neither can I. Let's hope Clarence House do a time announcement of the time, that the time they're going to come out and announce the wedding. What details are we waiting for?
Where and when? We believe it will be a church because the Archbishop of Canterbury has been consulted.
Right, okay.
But which one?
But they're going to modernise. They could go for a registry office, just close family, then the back room and wear the spoons for some sausage rolls.
I doubt that.
Well, why not? They want to modernise. Why the hell not? Come on.
They could get married in the Mormon church.
Yeah. That means you could have more than one.
Or the Church of Scientology.
Yep.
I don't think that will happen.
Just two religions.
Two religions of which neither of them belong to.
They could join the Church of the Poisoned Mind.
Lots of people get married in churches where they don't belong to a religion. They just pretend, don't they?
Exactly.
They have free meetings with the priest and then get married in the church and then never think of God again.
That's right. Also, by the way, I've just sort of mentioned this on Twitter, but in a way, I know that the public do clamour for the details of this kind of thing, you know. And yesterday it was all about, oh, let's see the ring, let's do that. Oh, the coat she was wearing, that broke a website. They were trying to get and people just want all the details. But one of the ones quoted today from that interview yesterday, you know, the 20-minute long interview they did, apparently she said this, and again, it's too much information. I don't need to know this about their love life, their intimate love life. She said she barely waited for him to finish before she said yes.
Finish proposing. That's what she said. Finish proposing.
Oh, that wasn't the quote I read. It just said, I couldn't wait for him to finish.
They were cooking a roast dinner at home in their cottage. A chicken. They were roasting a chicken.
Right.
An actual chicken.
Yeah.
And then he started proposing. And then she was like, yes.
Where, which bit of the chicken? What were they doing? Were they stuffing the chicken at the top? What were they? What was the exact?
They were trying to roast a chicken. That's the quote.
Was it a spit roast chicken?
Yeah.
I doubt it, because not many people have those facilities in their own
homes.
Yeah,
but they're royals.
Yeah, royal, they probably do.
Yeah, but they're trying to be down to earth, aren't they?
And they're probably spit roast peasants. Or pheasants.
I mean, in this situation, it was a chicken.
Right.
Mm.
Nothing says romance like a chicken, does it?
No.
You know, if you were... I mean, I know, Victoria, you're not about to get married or anything, but...
Thanks for reminding me.
But, you know, but if you were, what meat... And bear in mind, you're a vegan vegetarian.
Yeah.
What food stuff would you like to be wooed over? Because she was clearly wooed over a chicken.
Yeah.
What wooing would commence over what for you?
Well, at the moment, vegetables.
Yes. Which vegetable would you prefer to be? I mean, if someone were going to propose to you, right now. Right,
why does it have to be over food?
Well, I'm just...
I don't want it around food.
No, but that's what they did. So I'm just trying to work out, you know, what food stuff would you like...
If okay. Because initially you said meat and it would have been beef, because I dream about steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's the one thing I miss.
Right. They missed a headline opportunity with this chicken roast story.
Yeah.
They could have gone with, it was only a matter of lemon and thyme.
I would have gone with chicken royale.
Oh, that's very good.
Thank
as well.
Thank you very much.
Both those are poor.
Look, Chloe got engaged. Did you know, Hi, Chloe.
Got married.
I know. But when did you have the question popped to you over meat?
Not over meat, but while we were courting, there was a lot of crisps.
Right. So were you proposed to over a bag of crisps?
A bottle of Prosecco and a bag of crisps.
Romance is not dead, is it?
Well, apparently the ring was just a hula hoop. Yeah.
A Harry Bow gummy ring. Yeah.
John, you're married.
Yep.
How did you do it?
On the wedding night? That's a very rude question. No.
Why does your mind always go straight in the gutter?
You?
I just bought one of those doll things that, you know, that I have now.
A sex doll?
Yeah. You can marry them, it's fine.
How did you have children?
Hmm?
Adopted like he is.
Yeah.
We got a show to do, guys.
That's right, Victoria's got the weather now. The weather
Talk
now.
Radio National Weather.
Chilly this afternoon, especially in the wind. Scattered showers.
That's enough about your lunch, Victoria.
I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Bloody
yeah,
vegans.
But you said chilly this afternoon.
Chili this afternoon.
Actually, I am planning to make some veggie chili.
And then you're
it's also
wind.
Available in the canteen today.
I'm not planning to have wind. Now, I've already got my own lunch after yesterday's fiasco.
Oh, dear.
When I wanted to buy lunch from the canteen, but they ran out of the vegetarian option. And then I had to order in and spend about three times as much. I got really annoyed. Anyway, scattered showers, some heavy and wintry in the north and east, highs of 8 degrees. Thank That's not my lunch.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's...
Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the trade
goes. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England cricket bosses haven't ruled out Ben Stokes joining the Ashes squad in Australia, but his trip to New Zealand isn't linked to a return. He's travelled to see family, but has also held informal talks to play domestic cricket with Kiwi side Canterbury. Among four Premier League games this evening, Manchester United aim to cut Manchester City's lead at the top to 5 points when they go to Watford. Spurs would move back into the top four if they avoid defeat at Leicester. The first Premier League meeting between fierce rivals Brighton and bottom of the table Crystal Palace takes place on the south coast and managerless West Brom host Newcastle. Peter Crouch has signed a one-year contract extension at Stoke. The 36-year-old striker, who scored 22 times for England, has committed himself to the club until at least the summer of 2019. And England Rugby League forward Chris Hill says captain Sean O'Loughlin's doing everything possible to be fit for Saturday's World Cup final with Australia. He's been named in the starting 13 for the decider in Brisbane, even though he's a doubt due to a quad injury. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
He'll be back. Yeah. Anyway, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Well, that was Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. Let's do a show.
Talk Radio.
To be honest, when I heard about this, I thought, you're having a laugh, aren't you? It's called the Smart Meter Power of 10p Challenge, where basically I had to feed as many bodybuilders as possible using just 10p of energy. No pressure then, guys.
Come on, Ainsley.
But after a manic cooking frenzy...
Stop, your 10p's up!
I still managed to prepare an incredible 14 meals. Get in there, my son.
See how far 10p could go in your home. Contact your energy supplier about getting your smart meter at no extra cost.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So a very good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am Nazi. Yes, indeed, both me and Jack tap that I excel in reviewing tins of beans and fondness on cotton wool. That's a, no, you have your plug it. Bit of B&Q.
Stop.
Prince Harry. Just abusing your Trumps. Don't have that news. I gone into the celebrity jungle.
You haven't got any TV work. It's
just
not.
Dig concrete. Oh. Royal correspondent.
Banging on about it.
Brussels sprouts pizza.
Drilling down into it. It's how Panorama would do it. It is unfair. I beg your pardon. You're absolutely right. It's like a charity.
The Hurting, which is at 7 p.m. on Dave.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
And so, as the media continue to thrust the forthcoming nuptials of Prince Harry and his bride-to-be, the American divorcee Wallace Simpson, down our faces, it's worth noting that the last royal wedding, by the way, cost the taxpayer, these figures are emerging today as well, £20 to £30 million. £20 to £30 million, the cost of the last royal wedding. Just for security. And now security experts have said today that Harry and Wallace's will cost more than that because of the increased security threat in the UK at this current time. So more than £30 million for the security for the wedding, they think. But it's all right, because I imagine the authorities will find the extra money to keep the royal family safe. Maybe they could use some of the money they saved by not cladding poor people's towel blocks correctly or something. Probably saved loads there, didn't they? A lot of people talking about Suits today, by the way. The TV series that no one has seen that stars the future bride. I'll be honest, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Meghan Markle's Suits. Although I do remember Prince Harry's collection of Nazi ones. Who knows? You've seen Suits, haven't you? You've seen it.
I watched. I think it's the first two series of it. Very good, but it becomes very repetitive, and then really just goes downhill when the main character leaves the firm.
Right. Spoiler. Anyway, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yes, of course, more details emerging over what we can expect for the wedding day as the afternoon wears on. We know there will be more announcements. What we do know is that Harry, we've just been talking about it, followed tradition and proposed to his new fiancée as the couple enjoyed a spit roast. We've already talked about that. Chicken, I'm led to believe it was a chicken, a roast chicken. Possibly wasn't on a spit, probably just in a roasting tin. We don't know how big, we don't know the size of the cock. It could be a spatchcock chicken. They're quite small, aren't they, the spatchcock ones that you get in posh restaurants there. All of that information yet to be revealed to the public. We don't know. But what we do know is that we won't be getting a bank holiday out of it. That's what Theresa May, that's what Downing Street said, no bank holiday. And, of course, it will cost us £30 million for security. And you and I will not be invited. It honestly makes you wonder what we're getting out of this so-called happy day at all. We should at least all get a souvenir Suits box set or something like that, shouldn't we? Some papers have been reporting that there are Meghan Markle videos available on the website Pornhub as well. So perhaps each household should get a souvenir subscription to that. I mean, I don't know if it is a subscription site. I mean, I don't know. I've never looked at it. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio between 1 and 4. Welcome along. More royal announcements on the way this afternoon. Naturally, we will be bringing it to you. Here's what else we're doing. Headline hijacks on the way. Your chance to get your news story into the bulletin at 2 o'clock. A made-up news story, a made-up news lie in the bulletin on the way. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word,
any word you
like.
We will be talking papers, the newspapers, the Diversity Paper Review. He's also on the way, of course. Today, Samir is with us, going through the newspapers, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcast. Headline hijack, by the way, is where Victoria says the news, the fake news, out of this mouth.
This mouth.
As she says the other news. And if you'd like that mouth to say your news, then that's how you get in touch, you know. We've got Prince Charles on the show later on as well, talking about the happy day. Yeah. And the happy couple. Work experience punditry, music reviewing today. Who's doing it today? Who's doing it today?
Katie.
Katie's in today reviewing new music for us. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll be talking to somebody with a Kickstarter project, a hope and a dream. And give their Kickstarter a kick in the arse by inviting them onto the programme to promote their Kickstarter project. That's begging for the public coin. If you've got a Kickstarter project, why don't you get in touch with us and come on the radio and talk about it? The number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
We've got a game of snowflake buckaroo as well. It's like buckaroo, but instead of a plastic donkey, it's a millennial. And instead of tools hung on the donkey, like in the game buckaroo, it's trigger phrases to make the millennial run off to its safe space. Snowflake buckaroo later. We got all the current affairs analysed through all of the Japanese poetry. We find it's the easiest way to do that. It's the news in haikus. We'll take all of your reaction. And we bring you hot guest action in the form of Ricky Hatton. Ricky Hatton, boxing Ricky Hatton, joining us on the show today. What's more, I don't even think he's promoting anything. I think he's just popped by for a chat.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware. So look at that. Ricky Hatton wanting to come in today. So let's work out who's on the programme today. Kat's on production duty today. Hi, Kat. Hi, Kat. Hi there, Kat.
Okay.
Yeah. Chloe's on the button side. Chloe!
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius!
Happy Giving Tuesday, John.
Thank you.
Observed the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Well, what am I giving today?
It's a global day of giving anything.
Okay. Well, I'm giving my all, as ever,
yeah,
to an afternoon's worth of news-led entertainment.
The afternoon. Yeah.
We need to get into today's big story with some music, but can you work it out from the clues within the song? A little game for you to play at lunchtime, in the office or at home. How does the following bit of music link to today's big story? See if you can work it out. Holden.
The Beatles.
So how does it link to today's big story then? That's what you're trying to work out. A lot of wrong answers coming in. But Cornelius has been working hard in the studio trying to figure it out. The clues are all there. How does it link to the big story that we are going to be discussing in some depth here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, Cornelius?
Is it the Irish deputy PM to resign amid the crisis?
Which crisis?
The big one.
In what sense?
I don't want to go into it because it's all very complicated, but Let's just say Ireland's in a state of crisis.
Right.
Let's not even clarify which island.
Okay, fine. But it's not that, no. Have another guess.
Is it the worst places to grow up poor? That story.
How would that link?
Susie Sue.
Susie and the Banshees.
Susie Sue. When you sue someone, you take away all their money, so you make them poor.
No, it's not that.
Is it something to do with the Beatles?
No.
Who Dear Prudence is originally by.
The Beatles. No, it isn't.
Is it something to do with someone called Prudence?
No. I want to tell you what it is. What is the other word in the title of that song?
Deer.
Yeah, what's the opposite of a deer?
A doe.
No.
I don't know, what?
It's a stag, isn't it?
Oh, a stag. Yeah. Oh, a stag do.
Stag.
A stag doe.
A stag doe. That's right. And who's getting married and might go on a stag doe?
Lots of people.
Yeah,
specifically from the
news.
Who else? Den, my friend's just going. Lots of people getting engaged,
yeah,
actually.
But they're not in the news,
sort
are
of, they? So. Ollie, my friend, as well. I'm a groomsman for that one.
Prince Harry.
It's a bit annoying, actually, especially just coming out of a long-term sort of one.
That you
Everyone's decided to save
chucked.
Their engagements to now.
Chucked. So, the answer to your question is, of course, that it's Prince Harry and his stag. Well, we don't know. We know about the wedding. What we don't know about is the stag night. So we're going to help. We're going to try and arrange his stag night for him to find out what goes on stag nights right now in the world and see if we can sort that out. I know he listens to the show, so we'll give him a helping hand. So Prince Harry, while all the talk is of the wedding, there's not enough talk of the stag night. We're here to rectify that on Talk Radio in the afternoon next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Technograde manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we've got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, oh, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
Oh, nice paper. Snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products.
In November, we've got Victorian four-panel internal oak doors for only £59.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Motorways on the whole aren't looking too bad. Certainly no issues to report on the M25 around London, or indeed the M60 around Greater Manchester. The one spot where it's looking a little bit busy is the M5 heading southbound into the roadworks at Junction 2 for Oldbury, where you've got now lanes at a speed limit of just 30 miles per hour. In Lancashire, the A6 is closed between Borwick and Milnthorpe following an accident just south of Lakeland Wildlife Oasis. And in East Sussex, the A23 Preston Road, an accident there causing delays near to Preston Park Hotel. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices review quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, and the talking we shall get you about today's big story. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, I'm John Holmes. 25 past one now. And there has been talk, hasn't there? Much talk, much speculation, much moving into high gear for the nation's gaudy ceramic plate and souvenir tea towel manufacturers. With the news, of course, that Prince Harry is set to marry the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. There has been much rejoicing, mainly by newspaper editors today who filled their front pages with pictures taken yesterday of a man and lady standing in a garden. More details have been emerging. Clarence House, he's the couple's spokesman, of course, Sir Clarence House. And he said that because the royals are modernising, the couple will be married in a registry office with just close family. And then they're all going to go to Wetherspoons, where they booked a back room with some sausage rolls and a disco. Although the sausage rolls will be made from swan meat, because you can't change everything, and the Queen insisted. Keeping it real. But while details are emerging of that, what we really want to know is, of course, is what of the stag and hen night? Now, the party prince, he likes the booze and the drugs, of course, Harry. He was once sent to rehab by Prince Charles some years ago. He's as notorious for his nudie pool playing in Vegas as he is for his fancy dress Nazi uniform. But that was then, and this is now. And though that was his past, have the princely party times changed? I mean, and though they may have done, stag do's do remain big business. So as ever, because we're helpful and we know Prince Harry listens to this show, good afternoon, Your Highness. By which I mean Royal Highness, I'm not referring to when you smoked all that weed. Because we're helpful, on the line now is Lucy Zaremski, events organiser from Chili Sauce. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Hi, John.
Hi, Lucy. How very nice to have you on the programme. So, look, stag... I was right, wasn't I? Stag and hendus remain sort of big business for events organising. And so there's no sign of that going away.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is we've got 160,000 stag and hen events happening all over Europe yearly. So, yeah, it's a big industry. But I must say, you know, thanks for having us on the show. And, big congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan as well.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, are you just vying for their business now, Lucy? I mean, we can put you in touch. If you want to organise Prince Harry's stag weekend, as long as you invite me as well. Then I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
If he were to come to you, which now he will, because he does listen to this. If he were to come to you and go, Lucy, I need a stag weekend to end all stag weekends. I am a party royal. What would be on offer, Lucy? What would you recommend for Prince Harry?
All right, well, first of all, you've got to think, who's the best man going to be? Because we primarily work with the best man, and they're the ones that usually do all the organising. So who would you say would be the best man?
Well, it would be me. But protocol might dictate
it's
not.
It's almost certainly Will's, isn't it?
It's going to be his brother.
Harry was Will's one.
It would be a bit mean to not reciprocate that. So let's assume it's Prince William.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's go with Bull then. And we've got to think: is it going to be a stag night or is it going to be a full weekender?
It's definitely going to be a weekender for him, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. And also, who's going to be attending? Is Charles going to be there? Is Prince Charles going to be there? Is Prince Philip going
to
be there?
I would like to think they are going to be there, but certainly in the daytime, yeah. And then maybe for the evening, they'll opt out, okay. And then you know, yeah. the younger generation of royals can carry on.
Okay, so I think as well we need to think: are we going Europe? Are we staying in the UK? Because in the UK we could go with the theme of the Scottish heritage, go somewhere maybe like Edinburgh, or head down even to Brighton as their Prince Harry and Meghan are due to be potentially the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
That's so right. No, Brighton's a good shot. I mean, to be fair, we've got to remember though that they own Cornwall. They've got various offshore islands where they keep their fortune. We know that now. So let's assume they're not going to go Cayman Islands, but they could just go there because they own them, I think. They could go to anywhere in the Commonwealth, just call it a royal waving trip. Let's say Brighton, though. I'm with you. Brighton's a good destination for this kind of thing.
Okay. Well, he's definitely a bit of a party animal, so Brighton's definitely a good option for that. And if we wanted to give, two ideas, we could go Brighton or we could go somewhere in the EU as well. I'm thinking somewhere even like Budapest might be a good shout.
All right. While we're still in, I mean, let's say Brexit's not for... Yeah, we'll fit that in. That's okay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah?
Well, could they do a twin venue? Could they go Brighton, Budapest?
I mean, if they've got the amount of time on their hands...
They've got time and money. They are fine.
Yeah, if they've got time and money...
I'm thinking dads and lads in Brighton.
Yeah.
And then Budapest is just the lads.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be onto something there. Yeah.
Okay.
So Brighton in the day, what do they get?
Okay, so I'm thinking we could do some shooting, so we could get some clay pigeon shooting, or we could go really kind of out there and go somewhere like a zombie apocalypse, and we could get all the zombies chasing after them all, and they have to have that the whole experience of. Shooting down the zombies and,
I like that idea. I mean, you say clay pigeon. Now, these are the royal family. They could probably shoot real pigeons. I think they're allowed to do that. They've got a license.
Yeah.
They can shoot swans and badgers. They can shoot anything they like.
Absolutely.
And Philip's very keen on that kind of thing.
Well, I'm worried about Philip at a zombie place because he might get confused, like... You know, it'd be hard to tell the difference.
He'd also say something inappropriate to them, like he does when he meets new people.
Yeah,
it's sort of go, "You look very dead," or something. It's just sort of offensive, you know.
And do you know what would be quite funny though? I'm thinking we could do five-a-side Zorb football. Do you know what Zorb football is?
To what football?
Zorb football.
Zorb football.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Yeah. So, guess all of them in the big bubbles. Playing a game of five-a-side football with one another, bouncing everywhere.
Yeah, good.
I mean, Prince Charles in a Zorb might be quite funny.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of photos of that would be quite entertaining. They'll show at the wedding, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something here. I was just thinking about going back to the shooting thing. I was just sort of thinking about that because pheasant shooting is a thing. Do they do that anyway, don't they, the royal family and stuff? So, but what about for a stag treat, peasant shooting? So we get some serfs, and we just put them into big contraptions and fire them into the air, and Prince Philip, Paul! To take out some poor people.
I think more along the zombie would go better with that rather than, shooting peasants. I'm not sure that's... Definitely not something that we...
You wouldn't do that. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But I think the zombies...
All right, okay, that's good. Okay, so zombie apocalypse in the day. Very quickly then, we go to Budapest in the evening. What are they doing in Budapest?
So we've got some fantastic options. We could get a riverboat cruise going. They get all of the guys on there to start off with a few drinks. Like you said, he's a party animal.
Yep.
So then they've got some really unique bars in Budapest, such as the Ruin Bars and some really good clubs. So outdoor super clubs as well. So get on the boat, head around the city, yep. And then get off, head to a few of the bars, and then end up in an outdoor super club with like an exclusive area, bottles on tap,
yep.
And they're all passing away, so they're content.
Bottles on tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can get all the kegs and things like that.
Yeah. All right. I like it. All right. Listen, Lucy, just keep working on it because, you know, I think now, and I say Prince Harry does listen to this, so he's going to have some ideas. And we'll put you in touch. But thank you very much for joining us to talk about that. That's Lucy Zaremski. She's from Chili Sauce, so they organise this kind of thing and many other events besides. If you want to get in touch with them, if you're planning a stag do, and you want it to be the level of a Royals one. Any ideas you have this afternoon, by the way, for Prince Harry's stag? And let's not forget Hen as well. We didn't really get to that.
No.
But, you know, at the end of the day...
Because no one really knows Meghan Markle.
No. So we don't know what she... But, yeah, that's fine. We don't
know who'd go to that.
Yeah.
Boring.
All right. But anyway, let us know what you think the Royals could do on their respective stag and Hen. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Actual
talk.
Radio on.
Start.
Twitter.
Start your message with what Prince Harry could do on his stag do.
That's right. Right at 25 to 2, which is going to annoy Victoria, I realise, but there we are.
But you don't care.
I do care.
No, you don't.
I don't.
If you cared, you'd try harder.
Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Conservative MP Will Quince has told Talk Radio he welcomes today's announcement to tackle stillbirths as it's the most horrific experience any parent can go through. He and his wife lost a son in 2014 and has campaigned for change ever since. The government wants to see independent investigations into all unexplained stillbirths in England. Mr Quince says it will help prevent these kind of deaths.
Around 50% of all stillbirths, we don't really know why they happen, and that's why actually the announcement today around investigations of full-term stillbirth is so important, because at the moment, trusts investigate themselves, but it isn't shared then across the NHS.
Ex-Coronation Street actor Bruno Langley has admitted sexually assaulting two women on a night out in Manchester. The soap star's been told he could face jail after touching the victims at a music venue last month. The family of a young soldier who died at Deepcut Army Barracks in Surrey have won a High Court action for a fresh inquest. The original hearing recorded an open verdict after 17-year-old Private Jeff Gray was found with two gunshot wounds to his head in 2001. The Pope has given a speech in Myanmar calling for respect for human rights without specifically mentioning Rohingya Muslims. He's met the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi after accusation of ethnic cleansing there. And volunteers are planning to ensure children affected by the Grenfell Tower fire will receive a visit from Santa this Christmas. Those helping in the aftermath say they want every child to get a present. The weather feeling chilly this afternoon, especially in the wind. Scattered showers, some will be heavy and wintry in the north and east. Highs of 8 degrees. There's more news in 24 minutes.
There it is. Victoria there with the news. She will bring you the news in 24 minutes, but it will contain a news...
Only if you stick to time.
It's a lie. There will be a made-up story in the bulletin at 2. Victoria will say it, and you can hear your words, your made-up news story, before we invite you to do it. Said to the nation, as truth. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Go through some of your headline hijacks next on Talk Radio.
Speech Radio with a difference. Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody out there?
Take a trip into the alternate reality of Late Night Radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Hello.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the people not listening to this or paying any attention particularly, it's just sort of background noise, isn't it? They don't really hear what goes on in this 20 minutes, and that is made-up news lies. Fake news writ large. We'd like you to come up with a couple of sentences, a paragraph, really. And you're going to hear it be said by Victoria in the bulletin at 2, as I say. As though it were true, confusing the nation. What's been coming in for headline hijack, Cornelius?
This one's from Ben, who says that Donald Trump has tweeted that he's turned down an offer from Prince Harry to be his best man at the royal wedding next year. The president said that he received a text from the prince that he was in the running for the role, but that he'd have to agree to organising the stag and the wedding rings on the day. So he's respectfully declined the offer.
A study has shown that people who work in HR are the most humourless in most organisations. A number of tests were carried out, and the results of one showed that HR representatives tended not to care why the chicken crossed the road.
No.
That's from Jean. What have you got?
This one's from Mike, who says that Google has offered to purchase a high horse for everyone who boycotts their services. The tech firm has released a statement saying that anyone who prefers to use a weird search engine like Yahoo or Bing are more than welcome to apply for this high horse, which will be available to collect from the Google stables, which are, of course, in Bermuda.
Bermuda, that's right, yeah. Does anyone ever use Yahoo to search for anything anymore? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I think the only time it's ever used now is when it's the default browser.
There's a virus.
A default engine on a browser.
Yeah, there's a virus, though, called the Yahoo virus, that will change your browser to Yahoo as a default thing.
Really?
Yes. That is a problem. It comes to something, doesn't it, when a once popular search engine is now the product of a virus that no one wants.
It's like being Rick-rolled for search engines.
For search engines. I stick to Ask Jeeves. That's all I use. All right, your chance to make up some news. Get it to us. So you've got about 20 minutes. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Still to come, after 2 o'clock today, we will be talking to former boxer, now trainer, promoter, of course, Ricky Hatton, will be joining us. The best British light welterweight of all time, Ricky Hatton, will be joining us in the studio. And he's not even got anything to plug. I don't know why he's coming in. I think he just got an afternoon free or something. We'll find out. And, of course, today's diversity paper review. A different diversity each day going through the papers. That makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Samir is back telling us what's in the papers. I think we can probably guess, given, you know, Harry and the American divorcee, Wallace Simpson. All that's on the way. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
The 7-year itch. It's a real thing. The feeling that there's something better out there. Well, I'll let you in on a secret. There is. Under the Nissan Switch scheme, trade in your pre-2010 registered car and we'll give you up to £6,000 deposit contribution towards a Nissan X-Trail or up to £5,000 towards a Nissan Qashqai at 4.49% APR representative. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. Available on X-Trail, Tecna and Qashqai N-Connector diesel models only. While stocks last, retail customers only, Nissan Finance. Subject to status, participating dealers, T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Antibiotics were wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we could stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Motorways on the whole aren't looking too bad. Certainly no issues to report on the M25 around London, or indeed the M60 around Greater Manchester. The one spot where it's looking a little bit busy is the M5 heading southbound into the roadworks at Junction 2 for Oldbury, where you've got now lanes at a speed limit of just 30 miles per hour. In Lancashire, the A6 is closed between Borwick and Milnthorpe following an accident just south of Lakeland Wildlife Oasis. And in East Sussex, the A23 Preston Road, an accident there causing delays near to Preston Park Hotel. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Jeff's just switched to the E.ON Go Online tariff, so he's got that yes saved again feeling.
Yes.
It means that he's saving an average of £200.
I am.
And his prices are fixed for the next year.
Jeff 1, energy bills nil.
Get that yes saved again feeling and save an average of £200. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Saving for dual fuel customers using national average prices across standard variable tariffs not in receipt of discounts. Of large suppliers at Ofgem typical domestic consumption. Switching to E.ON Go Online 1 year. Paying by fixed monthly direct debit with paperless billing. Restrictions and eligibility criteria apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, indeed, and we have been talking about Royal Stag Weekend. Everyone talking about the wedding. A lot of people second-guessing at the moment what the wedding is going to be, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, the scale, the size. We're expecting more announcements from Clarence House. He's the couple spokesman, of course, Sir Clarence House, over the afternoon. We'll bring them to you when that arises. But we're also trying to work out what they should do on their stag and hen do's, respectively. Some stag guesses, stag thoughts, I suppose I should say, coming in, Cornelius.
Yeah, quite a lot already. This one's from Michael, who says you can't have a stag do without stags from Balmoral.
From the grounds. The Royal Stag, yeah. Of course, in the Scottish Highlands, of course, very famously, the collection of stags. So what's he suggesting?
So maybe he could get them to strip.
Yep, stripping stags. Mm. Yeah, a stag night isn't a stag night without a stripper, but get an actual stag to strip. So it basically takes off its fur and its antlers. Yeah. Until it's just down to like sort of sexy muscle.
Very nice. What everyone wants is. Sarah suggested paintball Afghanistan edition.
Yeah, because Prince Harry trained.
Well, he'd be in a helicopter, wouldn't he?
It'd be
a very exciting way to play paintball.
All of the rest of them are just on the ground, as you'd expect them to be, with playing paintball in the traditional way.
Yes.
And that's all sort of Prince Harry's friends. Mm. But Prince Harry is allowed to fly a helicopter above the paintball site, sending paint missiles and with paint drones down at the people playing paintball. That makes sense. That is a Royal Stag Night.
Yeah, and Jake has suggested go-carriaging.
Yeah.
It's like go-karting, but...
But with royal carriages.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep those coming in. What should Harry do on his stag weekend? Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, there's a lot of news going on, of course. Not just the marriage of... the forthcoming marriage of Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. We know they're going to get married in the spring. We don't know the details. As I say, Clarence House, that's their spokesman. Sir Clarence House is going to be announcing more throughout the afternoon, and we'll bring that to you when it happens. There's also a volcano that's gone off, but the papers are mostly concerned with Harry proposing over a chicken. But anyway, the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it, John.
No, don't worry, we're here to help. And how do we explain the news and current affairs on this programme? Let me tell you. It's with Japanese poetry. It's the obvious way. Syllables, 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Harry engaged after 18 months, which suggests to me it won't last.
Bit soon.
Too quick, John. They shouldn't rush into it, in my opinion.
In I goes. And so to the newspapers, so to what everybody is talking about. Now, of course, all radio programmes will bring you a newspaper review. They'll talk newspapers, they'll talk the insides of the newspapers, they'll talk what's trending online. They'll all do it in the same kind of a way, not so much us. We do it each and every day with a different diversity. That makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Diversity is a huge issue in the media, of course. We like to do our bit by being at the forefront of it. Box-ticking our way through the news reviews. Samir is back. Hi, Samir.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm brown.
Yes. So what? I mean, it's today's newspapers, I mean, to be fair, they've really gone all out for one thing, haven't they?
Yeah.
The only paper without the royal thing on the front is the Financial Times.
Yeah. I thought they would have had some sort of similar article about how the economy is going to help and boost from all the new tourists that will come to London. I thought they might have some sort of... little semi-economic-y royal article.
I don't think we need to mention a little semi in the context of the... Bitcoin record triggers unease amongst traditional marketplaces. That's what the FT have gone for today, by the way, in case anybody was wondering. Not so much the royal thing. But the rest of them, the photo shoot we saw unfold yesterday afternoon in the garden... It's just that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, all the newspapers are only focusing on one main story, and that is, of course, the fact that hundreds of thousands of children are watching junk food ads every week during family TV shows, right. Health experts have warned.
Right. I thought they had to restrict junk food adverts during...
Yeah, well, now, this is what experts are saying, that sweets, crisps and fast food ads need to have a 9 p.m. watershed. That's according to the Obesity Health Alliance, because apparently children aren't old enough to see pictures of crisps or chocolates, which is quite strange.
Yeah, but then it's down to the parents, you see. The kids aren't necessarily going to... It's the parents giving them sweets and chocolates, isn't
exactly.
it?
They're not going to see an advert automatically... have them in the house.
No.
There needs to be some sort of buying process that to occur in order to have them in the house, consume it.
This is why children are getting so obese, is they see the pictures on the telly and then they're just eating the tellies.
Yeah, yeah. There is a problem with children eating televisions at the moment.
Yeah, it was worse in the 90s when tellies were massive.
Yeah.
But now they're all thin, flat screen.
They are flat screen, but they're still wide, aren't they?
That's why children
are wide.
And sharper edges as well, which is obviously health hazards and things.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You got to be, you know, they used to say when I was growing up, don't sit too close to the television because you'll damage your eyes. And now it's don't sit too close to the television because you might swallow it.
Yes.
And that will make yourself fat, especially if you swallow it during a junk food advert. Mm. But you're right, it is a problem. Fat kids are a problem. We know they are. Mm-hmm. What's the answer? We've talked about this before on the programme. What's the answer, Samir?
I think just doing a bit of exercise.
That's a bit. If a fat child wants a chocolate, right, we've talked about this before, and I stand by it, attach the chocolate to their forehead with a stick, right? The fat child will then clamour for the chocolate, but run for the chocolate, running for the chocolate, and exercise as it runs around. It's the whole donkey carrot trick. So that's the way to do it.
And even the whole idea, I think some workplaces are doing it now, removing chairs and just standing up while you work. So if there's a way to do standing up homework or even in lessons in school, if that's something that they can incorporate in some ways, that's an option.
Or why don't we just embrace the fat children, right, and use them as chairs? Because they become fat.
Like beanbags.
Yes, like a sort of fat child beanbag to sit on while watching television with the junk food advert.
A baked beanbag.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to sit on it? Because the fatter a child gets, the more comfortable it is, I presume, if you just squat, sit down on it.
Mm.
You know, I think that's... maybe we should embrace it, I don't know.
Mm.
What else is in the paper?
Well, yeah, as you were saying, of course...
on the same page you were on there was an advert for a McDonald's McMuffin.
The irony of that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
gorgeous. Delicious. And especially now it's going to be harder with Christmas and stuff coming up when people are more likely to, you know, go full out with junk and eating more confectionery advent calendars, which is literally a chocolate a day, just because why not?
You're right. And yesterday, of course, the internet broke because once the story of Harry and the American divorcee Wallace Simpson came out about them being engaged, everyone tried to get a chicken, didn't they?
They did.
Because they got engaged over a chicken, over a roast. And so the internet went mad. The internet broke because people were logging on to buy chicken.
And also the coat as well that she was wearing. That had an online shopping frenzy. So everyone was just rushing to try and buy that. So, you know.
And people rushing to buy ginger hair dye as well. That's in the papers today.
Yeah.
Everyone, because they just want to be looking like the royal couple, don't they? So ginger hair dye, white coats, and chicken. Chicken's going to be. People are going to. Already, the bottom has dropped out of the turkey.
Yes.
Which is useful because that's where you stuff it. But it's dropped out of the whole turkey market, and people this year are saying, what are you going to have for Christmas dinner?
Chicken. Yeah.
Wrapped in a white coat.
Very, a white coat.
Chicken a la white coat is going to be the big seller, and stuffed with ginger.
Yeah. It is incredible, though, because we look at it from such microscopic detail, you know, their photo shoot, the interview afterwards with Michelle Hussein. Everyone was, like, focusing on it in detail, looking... There were psychologists looking at their body language to see, you know, how, you know, Meghan was more outspoken than they were expecting. She was more talkative than previous, fiancés in the past. And, you know, so that was being picked up on. And it just makes you think that the advertising potential for their appearances was so huge. Just imagine if they had a shirt which said, you know, John Holmes, weekdays 1-4.
I understand...
You could have gone global.
I understand. No, global only the other station. I understand. That's a niche reference. I understand that underneath his shirt, he was wearing a John Holmes on Talk Radio.
It was a last-minute costume change because it was so cold yesterday.
Well, no, I lent it to him. It was cold. You're absolutely right. But he phoned me up. He said, John, I've got to go in front of the newspapers, as you know, and all I've got to wear is this Nazi uniform. you know, which I've had for some time. Prince Harry, this is.
It doesn't fit very well anymore.
No, I lent him a Talk Radio t-shirt. He put that over the Nazi uniform, but then they made him put a shirt and a tie on, obviously, for the...
You know what you did wrong? You should have given him a Talk Radio Christmas jumper. You would have won it.
Unfortunately, there is no such thing.
Well, there's always the potential.
Yeah.
I'll help you create one.
Thank you. All right. but mainly royals. That's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's mainly the royals. I mean, very quickly, is there anything else in the papers?
Well, there was one thing about shiny shoes and how a school is facing backlash after it linked academic success to the cleanliness of people's shoes. So that got a bit of outrage.
How and why did it do that?
Well, this was at Crispin School in Somerset. They wrote on Facebook that students that are achieving are wearing the correct footwear and said that others might want to reach for the polish. And parents complained because that's not very nice.
Yeah. You don't want to say that written down as well.
Yeah, that's...
Because it sounds like the school might be encouraging just awful attacks on the polish.
Yeah. I think maybe it's because people with shiny shoes can cheat. Because you think...
you use them as mirrors. Mirrors.
So they have what they do is they perhaps print the cheat sheets.
Yeah. They stick them underneath
the desk. And then during the exam, in their shiny shoes, they can read... They have to write it backwards, obviously. But they can see in the reflection that's how they get good marks.
I don't think this is a true story. Because I had very shiny shoes at school. Everyone used to comment because they were like... made out of vinyl or something, and I work here.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that's very much tantamount to utter failure, isn't it? Samir, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, John.
Today's diversity paper. You remind us, if you would, of your diversity.
I'm brown.
Yes. Now, in the next bit of the programme, guest action. Ricky Hatton, boxer, legendary boxer, will be joining us in the studio. Not even promoting anything, I don't think. Just popping by, as far as we're aware. Also to come, a game of snowflake buckaroo on the programme. Prince Charles joining us on the programme later as well. We got Work Experience Punditry, our work experience, is going to be reviewing music. Music review today. Big debate at three, and we'll be helping somebody with a hope and a dream, a Kickstarter project, don't you know? Somebody on the radio promoting that as we kick a Kickstarter up the arse by getting them to talk about it on the wireless. But headline hijacks on the way next. A made-up news story, of course, in the bulletin that's about to be here. But we need to know who's made that story up to confuse those not paying attention to this bit. Cornelius, who is it?
Will.
Will's from...
Windsor.
Will in Windsor. He's made up a story. It's in the news next. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. And get a new premiere every day, like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
The 7-year itch. It's a real thing. The feeling that there's something better out there. Well, I'll let you in on a secret. There is. Under the Nissan Switch scheme, trade in your pre-2010 registered car and we'll give you up to £6,000 deposit contribution towards a Nissan X-Trail or up to £5,000 towards a Nissan Qashqai at 4.49% APR representative. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. Available on X-Trail, Techna and Qashqai N-Connector diesel models only. While stocks last, retail customers only, Nissan Finance. Subject to status, participating dealers, T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At two. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plans to tackle stillbirths, Soapstar admits sex attack and the increasing cost of Christmas.
Talk Radio.
The Health Secretary says the NHS in England must learn from mistakes to cut the number of baby deaths in childbirth. There are an estimated 1,000 cases a year where babies unexpectedly die. Conservative MP Will Quince has told Talk Radio it was traumatic when he and his wife lost their son in 2014.
It is the most horrific experience I think any parent can go through, and I think every parent wants some meaning to come of it, and this is partly my way of helping to cope with it by campaigning to ensure as few people as possible have to go through that ordeal, but also making sure that where it still does happen, and sadly it will, that we have the best bereavement facilities in the world.
Former Coronation Street actor Bruno Langley has admitted two counts of sexual assault. A court's heard he groped two women at a music venue in Manchester last month. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister has resigned to save her minority government and prevent a snap election. Frances Fitzgerald faced a no-confidence motion this evening, but she's told a cabinet meeting she'll quit over a controversy involving a police whistleblower. Putting a Christmas dinner on the table is expected to cost around 18% more than it did last year. Good Housekeeping, which did the research, says turkeys cost around a pound more. It's putting it down to the weakening pound and inflation. And the Duchess of Cambridge has been reacting to her brother-in-law Prince Harry's engagement to Meghan Markle.
William and I are absolutely thrilled. It's such exciting news. It's a really happy time for any couple, and we wish them all the best and hope they enjoy this happy moment.
Kate, who's pregnant with their third child, has been speaking during a visit in central London today. More details are expected later about Harry and Meghan's wedding next spring.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with some news. And now here is
Victoria with the weather.
Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Feeling chilly this afternoon, especially in the wind. Scattered showers. Some will be heavy and wintry in the north and east. Highs of 8 degrees.
There's Victoria with the weather. And now here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Watford host Manchester United in the Premier League tonight in one of four games. Elsewhere this evening, Spurs go to Leicester, West Brom host Newcastle, and rivals Brighton and Crystal Palace meet at the Amex. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger claims that Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez won't be sold in the January transfer window. They're both out of contract in the summer. There are reports that Manchester United want Ozil, while Sanchez continues to be linked with Manchester City. Peter Crouch has signed a new one-year contract at Stoke. The former England international will now remain with the Potters until at least the summer of 2019. Ben Stokes is all set to play for Canterbury Kings in New Zealand's Ford Trophy, while his England teammates are contesting the second Ashes test in Adelaide this weekend. The all-rounder took an unannounced flight last night from Heathrow to his native Christchurch amid initial reports he was visiting his extended family. And veteran forward Chris Hyington has been recalled to the matchday squad for England's Rugby League World Cup final with Australia on Saturday. He'll start on the bench. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a warning has been issued today to think twice before buying technological presents for the elderly this Christmas, as a number of them are being injured by using them for the wrong purpose. Last year, one elderly woman almost choked to death while attempting to swallow an iPad after she was told it was a tablet.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. At least she didn't use it as the other kind, like a suppository. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sports Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute
you. Okay, so it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's just coming up to a time on the way before 4 o'clock. A game of snowflake buckaroo. It's like buckaroo, but instead of a plastic donkey, it's a sort of snowflake millennial. And instead of hanging tools on them, on the snow, it's trigger words, so they run off to their safe space. All will become clear later on. We're also going to be talking to Prince Charles, of course, about the engagement of Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson as well. That's going to happen on the programme. Plenty to come, not least guest action.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, quite often, you know, we have guests in here, and you know, you're a regular listener, you know we get people through the door, popping in to chat about stuff and plug stuff they're doing, but it's not often we get a legend of this level in here. I think that's fair to say, isn't it? Ricky Hatton, welcome.
Thank you, Robert, mate. Thank you.
Very good for you to be. You can take your Tyson Fury, you can take your Amir Khan, but you can leave your Hatton.
Oh, very good.
Oh, don't give up your day job.
No, I won't. I mean, it's not, as you know, it's not even a proper job, Ricky, this, is it? Let's be honest. Really good to see you. Thank you for coming in. So what, because you're not necessarily plugging anything, you just sort of popped in.
No,
I sort of like.
Yeah, I've just been on Loose Women round the corner.
Yeah.
Talking about... my career, but it's been a lot of ups and downs. Mental health seems to be quite a prominent thing in the news these days.
It does, you know,
it's it's an illness that I've had, and it's an illness that people don't know too much about. In fact, you're scared of mentioning mental health. The minute you mention mental health, they think you're in a nutcase, but it's not. It's a proper serious thing. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm plugging that now, training fighters, and keeping myself busy. And as I was just around the corner, I thought I'd
put your head through the door. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're pleased you did. But actually, let's talk about the mental health thing for a minute, because you're absolutely right. It's now something that people are beginning to talk about far more, and partly because of Prince Harry, of course, Prince William were talking about it not so long ago, and it gets it into the public domain. So when people like yourself start doing it, it does make it easier for people to start discussing it, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the mental health and depression, they think to yourself, you know, if Ricky Hatton's been like a four-time world champion and he's earned a few bob, what's he got to worry about? Yeah. You know, you look at Prince Harry, who's obviously mentioned that he's suffered with it. You know, what has one of the royals got to worry about? But we're all built differently.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, what your title is or what you've got. You know, everyone suffers from it, and it's something that nearly took my life, to be honest with you, because I thought I could cope with it on my own, and I can't. You know, I couldn't. You know, I could, don't matter who I could beat in the ring, you know, I couldn't beat that opponent. And it's nice to spread the word now, and people that are coming forward. I do a lot with Frank Bruno. Frank Bruno has the Frank Bruno Foundation, where he suffered from it years ago. And I think Frank, you know, me and Frank have spoke about this. We find that, you know, rather than the medicine, which obviously everyone needs medicine to a degree, but I think it's other things that can, you know, that you can do in order to take your mind off things and to, you know, to bring you back down to earth. I think sometimes is the... You know, medicine can be just the easy fix, you know what I mean, just to get you sorted. But there's other things you can do. One, talking about it. Two, through sport and training.
Yeah.
You know yourself, even though I'm not fighting now, and I don't go to the gym that often, when I do get off my backside and get to the gym, I feel 10 feet tall after, and I think that's...
It's funny, that's that, isn't thing, it? Because you wouldn't know to look at me, but I exercise sometimes. But when you're absolutely right, it doesn't matter how you feel about anything. So you can be a bit down, or you can, you know, or even tired, or whatever it might be. But if you go and put that bit of work in, the body responds, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, some people will suffer slightly more, and sometimes, you know, medicine might be the answer, but there's other things you can do rather than just rely on, you know, something to... And that's what we're a firm believer of. And if me and Frank Bruno have been world boxing champions, I turned around and said, listen, I'm not scared of admitting I spend times crying and, you know, sat in the dark, and I spend times like this. If we can admit it, you know, because what we did for a living, then nobody else should have any shame
worry about
admitting it.
Yeah. What do you make... Because I've seen you've been talking about, speaking of Amir Khan, as we did as well, you know, in the jungle at the moment. So you'll be watching that.
I have, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think Amir, it's nice to see him. It's nice to see him happy and, you know, doing so well. He sort of like disappeared off the radar. He's not boxed for a bit. So as being his friend, it's nice to see him on the screen and filling his time with something. He's had a couple of, you know, heavy defeats. But I've always found Amir, you know, quite amusing. And I think he's coming across.
He's coming across.
Yeah.
One of our own colleagues, Ian Lee, who presents evenings on here, is in as well, of course. And he's spoken about mental health as well, and in terms of how he's coping in the jungle as well, because it brings this stuff out into the public domain, doesn't it? And the odd thing about the people, I guess, in those reality shows is they don't know each other necessarily, and they're kind of all thrust together in this sort of manufactured scenario, and then we just sit around watching it, which is a bit odd. But knowing someone in there, I mean, I know Ian and you know Amir, you know, and it's quite odd watching people you know in there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's fun, to be honest. They asked me to go on it, and I'd never something I never fancied. Not just the jungle. I do enjoy watching it, but it's just something.
What is it you wouldn't like about it, though? What?
Eating kangaroo testicles from start isn't one of the best things I had on my bucket list. But I don't know. It's just everyone's personal preference, you know. To be honest with you, you know, I'm very, very busy now. I do me guest appearances, where I do my stand up comedy sketches. You know, I do my sportsman's dinners. I do my motivational speaking. And I train 9 boxers now, you know, so I'm trying to bring Britain's next one through that. Hopefully I can bring a lad through that will make the country proud like I think I did.
Have you got any names that you can give it? Who the future of boxing?
Yeah, well, I've got a very good heavyweight called Nathan Gorman, who's... Okay. He's 12 unbeaten now, 9 knockouts. He's just won the WBC International Silver title. He's from Nantwich. He's very, very good, only 21 years of age. I've also got Mark Heffron from Oldham in Manchester. He's 18 unbeaten with 14 knockouts. I really do think he's got world-class potential.
Yeah.
And I've got like 3 or 4 or 5 other unbeaten prospects in my gym.
But when you spot them, when you sort of look for these people, do they, I mean, is it the case that they sort of come to you because of your reputation and they know what you do, or do you go out spotting talent?
No, pretty much they generally, you know, come to me. But, you know, I mean, it's been documented. I trained my first world champion in a kid from Kazakhstan that was with me 7 years.
Yeah.
Zanat Zakianov, he won the world bantamweight title. And I think I had trained Darrell Williams, who's the English super middleweight champion. So, you know, I think people from a distance, you know, just because you've been a good boxer doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a good trainer. But I think because of the successes that I've seen in my gym, you know, with the unbeaten prospects, training Zanat, the world champion, and training the English champion, I think more people have, you know, taken me a bit more serious as a trainer now.
Yeah.
Know?
And what did you make, because it's always interesting to ask fighters about this kind of thing, of that Mayweather-McGregor fight in Vegas, you know, where it was mixed martial arts versus boxing, and everyone sort of went, well, boxing's going to win, which it proved to do so.
Yeah.
But what was your thought on that? And because a lot of people sort of found it very controversial.
It was, I think, from a financial point of view, no disrespect to Conor, I find it incredible that somebody who's only not had one professional fight to his name can earn that type of purse. He's one of the, arguably, the greatest of all time. I mean, you know, good luck to him, you know, no bones about that. But I just thought it was a little bit of a farce. But then, and when I saw the fight, I thought to myself, Floyd Mayweather's taking it easy here. He's taking his foot off the gas, and you know, to make it look a little bit more entertaining for the fans, which I thought isn't right. But I spoke to all the press and the people that were sat there at ringside, and they said Conor did really, really well. Said he did really well. Bet what you think, it was causing him loads of problems, and it wasn't a case of Floyd taking it easily. He struggled to cope with it a little bit at first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The punches from different angles and that. So the only thing is, because it's a different format from rounds point of view, you know, it's 3 5-minute rounds, isn't it? In the USA, as opposed to 12 3-minute rounds. And he said Conor was doing really, really well, causing Mayweather problems, and ran out of steam. So. Maybe I jumped the gun a little bit too far, I was saying. But, I mean, the purses, you know, was unbelievable. I'll stick by that. Unbelievable how somebody can have not one pro fight to the name and fight the greatest of all time and get a purse like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems he done better than what people first thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. Did it take it away? Because, you know, boxing's a sport, right? It's a serious sport, you know that. And it sort of crosses over into entertainment more than sport, doesn't it? And that was where the line was blurred.
Yeah, that's the problem with boxing nowadays. I mean, there was only a matter of, you know, a few years ago where people were saying there's too many belts in boxing and there's too many weight divisions in boxing. But now we've got all the different weight divisions, we've got all the different belts and organisations. We're having fights made at catch weights, you know, now. And now we're even having catch sports in UFC and boxing. So I think it is, you know, boxing's got to make sure we don't lose track of, you know, of. But having said that, lately, a lot of the top fighters are wanting to fight each other these days. We went through a period a few years ago where you'd win your belt and avoid all the rest of the other champions and just make your money. But it seems that, you know, all the good fighters are fighting each other these days. You know, like Golovkin and Canelo were fighting each other not too long back. You know, the Lamachenko Rigondeaux's coming up, which is another wonderful, wonderful fight against two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. It seems that even though of all these belts, we have changed a little bit that the best want to fight the best now. And a few years ago, that wasn't the case.
Do you find, when you're watching boxing now, do you kind of miss, I think retired, of course, do you miss being in the thick of the action? Or are you sort of going, no, I've kind of done that. I've done everything I needed to do and I've achieved all that.
No, I did. I used to miss it. Like, I used to miss it every day, and I still do miss it every day. But rather than sit with me settee, you know, contemplating, oh, I've still got it, have I still got it? I made a comeback and I proved that I haven't got it. So that was good enough for me. Then I could sit down, I could retire, and then I could, you know, go into my next role as a boxing trainer with giving me training the best that I could do. But I do find it hard when I go to the big fights, you know, say the O2 or the Manchester Arena where there's 20,000 there and the crowd's roaring and that. I do suffer with it a little bit. It upsets me a little bit because you want it to last forever. But now I've proved when we come back that it can't last forever. So I am in a lot better place with it. But when I still go down there, it always upsets me when they hear the crowd roar because that's what you miss most when you retire.
Of course, yeah. But hey, here you are, you know, as you say, bringing on the next generation.
Stuff.
Listen, really good to have you in. I know you've got to get off.
My pleasure. But
thanks for popping by, no post problem. Loose women. that's around the corner. It's good to be. Ricky Hatton there with us on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Thank you.
I'm John Holmes, and Prince Charles is on the way.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for Marmalade, Mishaps and Mayhem, as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Goes to Town by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Hi, we're on the high street asking, is cash still king?
Oh, I can't remember the last time I carried cash.
I keep an emergency tenner in my wallet, but that's it.
I don't bother with cash-only shops.
If I can't pay by card, it's an issue. I never carry cash.
No, I never carry cash on me.
As a business owner, you can't rely solely on cash payments. Square's card reader allows you to accept all major debit and credit cards. Get up to £1,000 in free card transactions for your first 180 days when you sign up at square.com/trysquare. Terms and conditions apply.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 3 for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
What's changed in the brand new second series of the Grand Tour?
My trousers.
Not really the answer I was looking for.
Not wrong, though, is it?
Did you wear those trousers in the last series?
Actually, I did.
There we are, then. The second series of the Grand Tour featuring Richard Hammond in some repetitive trousers.
Let's do this properly.
Oh, my God!
That's nice.
I might buy a new pair.
I think you should.
The Grand Tour Season 2. Stream on Amazon Prime from Friday, 8th of December.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A busy afternoon through Tyne and Wear for the northbound side of the A194M. There's a lane closure because of an accident between Northumberland Way at the Follingsbury roundabout and the White Mare Pool roundabout. Through Borwick in Lancashire, the A6 is closed both ways near the A6070. It's after an accident. And through South Yorkshire, the northbound M1 is blocked. There's been an accident just after junction 36 at Birdwell. So traffic around that area very slow. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then, disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank. All lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period September 2016 to August 2017.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Now, on the way, of course, we'll be going through a week's new music releases for you with our work experience. Katie's in today, going through that just after 2:30. Victoria's bonus news today is Mineral News. The news isn't really long enough to fit everything in, as you know, so we have to bring you everything else that's happening in the world, animal, vegetable, mineral, that covers everything off at around 3.30 today. It's mineral news, so that's happening as well. There's a big debate at 3, of course, many other things besides that. Bad timing, actually, because we're supposed to be interviewing Prince Charles about the royal engagement. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know whether you're aware, Prince Harry's got engaged to the American divorcee, Wallis Simpson. And we are expecting to be talking to Prince Charles. Now, it's just taking a moment to get through to him. As you can imagine, it's busy. You've got to go through Clarence mm-hmm. House, which is their spokesman, Sir Clarence House. But I really need a wee, so I'm going to have to...
Sorry?
I need a wee. I need a... Not the royal wee. I mean, I need an actual wee. So I'm going
to... How? You need to...
Well, by checking out my penis and pointing it at a toilet.
Yeah, I know.
And then urinating. What do you mean,
why didn't you go during the adverts?
I didn't need to go then.
But we're live on air.
Yeah, I know, but we're waiting for... We're trying to get through to Prince Charles, so I've got a couple of minutes, because we're hanging on...
Okay, well, is he here yet? They're right, they're just dialing him up now.
We
need you
I'll be back in time, won't I?
Okay, well, hurry, because...
I just need a wee. When you got to go, you got to go.
Okay, well, hurry. Right, well, okay. Sorry, what's that, Chloe? Sorry? Okay, right, well, I've just heard... So this is Talk Radio. Is John back yet, Chloe?
No, still out.
And okay,
it's your time to shine.
Is Charles there?
Yeah, he is actually.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, is that Prince Philip?
No, this is Charles.
Prince Charles, sorry.
Good afternoon.
That's a good start. Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio. This is John.
One father.
I mean, so far I haven't understood a word you're saying. Sorry, how should I address you, Your Royal Highness? Is Your Royal Highness correct? Is that what you want to be called?
Yeah, right. I rather prefer it if you call me King. King Charles, as in the Spaniel.
Okay, King Charles.
Just as a rehearsal, really, for the future of my mother dies, you know. Just rehearsing.
Sure, okay.
King Charles.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on Talk Radio. And congratulations are in course of order. Congratulations to your son, Prince Harry. Engaged to Meghan Markle. How are you feeling about this?
Yes, that's the name. Yes. Very good, actually. She's a delightful little lady. I don't really know that much about her, if I've only really met her once, but she seems very nice, and I'm glad Harry's happy, and that, you know, and if Harry's happy, you know, I'm happy. Did I say I'm going to be king one day? Did I mention that?
Yes, okay. When did you hear the news yourself? When did the couple ring you? Did they ring you, or did they tell you in person?
No, I heard it yesterday on the news, not about the same time as you did. I was out in the...
At the... Hello?
Sorry, yes, I was distracted by a call. I was out in the field. I got a biscuit. I got Dutchy original biscuits. And I was out tending those. And I heard the news on the news. Like you did.
I see. So you heard on the news with the rest of us, presumably
right,
on Talk Radio, when it was announced on Julia Hartley Brewer's show. Are you a big fan of Julia Hartley Brewer?
I don't listen to that, which I prefer John Holmes in the afternoon. Do you know him?
Yes. Well, John's supposed to, of course.
I mean, he very much gets the royal seal of approval from the royal family. We all listen to John Holmes. He's brilliant.
Yes, I should say I'm just the producer of this show. We are expecting John back any moment. He was bursting for the look. I'll just continue because I know we only have you for a short amount of time. When did you first meet Meghan Markle?
I haven't yet.
Did you see the interview yesterday with the two on the BBC?
No.
Okay. Do you know what she looks like?
No.
Okay. That's not a problem.
She's in a television programme or something. Is that right?
Yeah, she's in Suits, the drama, the American... She's American, Your Royal Highness.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, like Wallace Simpson.
Yes, just like Wallace Simpson.
That didn't end well, did it, for my relatives?
You are aware she is actually divorced.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I've been married to her, so I don't... first Diana, of course, and then to old Horseface. That's what I call it, a little pet name, obviously. Camilla.
Yes, we should. Yeah. Lots of people were, of course, reflecting on your marriage to both Diana and Camilla. We'll talk about yours and Camilla's relationship, which we all remember blossoming out some very saucy voice messages. Do you think your son has, like you, been engaging with these?
The reason I left those messages on Camilla's phone, which of course came out in the whole press at that time, was because in my day we didn't have Snapchat. Annoyingly, the nude I sent to Camilla didn't vanish in a minute or something. So those, one's crown jewels were sent, and they're still very much in the public domain.
Yes, absolutely.
Didn't have a Snapchat then.
No, we've been talking today on the show about Prince Harry's stag do. Can you remember what you did on your stag?
Yes, her name was Diana.
What about the second one?
Her name is Camilla.
Very well. Well, we've had some suggestions from our listeners that maybe Harry could have some... Will you be attending the stag?
God, yes. We love stags in the royal family. Of course, we've got loads of them at Balmoral,
yes.
We like to shoot them, so I'm hoping that... I don't think that is part of the stag do, as they say.
And looking ahead to the service itself, how do you envisage it? In a church is what's being reported. Do you think that will happen?
Yes, I think so. There's talk of it being the word unorthodox has been used, of course, hasn't it? But none of us is all Jewish, so I don't know how we'd have an orthodox. On all otherwise, I don't really know the rules, but this is the head of the Church of England. I think a registry office or something would probably be the case in terms of just how we do it. And then perhaps down to the back room of a Wetherspoons, which I of course supply with my my biscuits. Did I make biscuits? Just the original biscuits and make them for the.
Yes, excellent. Your Royal Highness, King Charles. Is that how you're hoping to be attending the wedding as king?
Well, it depends on fairly obvious factors. When is the wedding? When is the date?
It'll be next spring, they're saying.
Okay, how old's mother?
I'm not sure. 90 this year.
Right. Oh, well, anything could happen.
Okay, Your Royal Highness, thank you so much for coming on Talk Radio, on the John
Holmes
Show. I'm not sure... Thank you, bye-bye. I'm not quite sure where John has got to. He's just gone to the loo. What a shame that he would miss out on our exclusive...
There's a real queue for the toilet there. There's a real queue.
You've missed it, John.
Ricky Hatton was going for a wee. The people from TalkSport were all going for a wee there.
You were gone for ages.
Like I said, there was a queue.
No, John, you've missed the interview.
What?
We had... Prince Charles on the phone. You missed it.
You are joking me.
I had to do it.
You are joking me. No, as if Prince Charles was like...
I'm sorry, but we had no other option. It was just me and a microphone in the studio. I was on my own.
I was supposed to be...
I know, but you went for a wee during the show, which is so unprofessional.
Unbelievable. I wanted to interview Prince Charles.
I know, but I ended up having to, and I hate him.
How was he?
Very mumbly. Quite offensive.
Well, that's him all round.
He's shorter in real life than I thought. Looks older as well.
Sorry, I missed it.
Anyway, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons, on the way, work experience, punditry. Of course, as we invite Katie in here to review the new music for us. At just gone 2:30, though, here's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Ex-Coronation Street star Bruno Langley has been told he could be jailed after admitting to sex assaults on two women on a night out. The actor played Todd Grimshaw on the soap for a decade until last month. Donald Trump has been criticised after using a racial slur to refer to an unnamed US representative at a White House event honouring Native American war veterans.
You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas.
The term's been used before to refer to Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, a vocal critic of the president, but the White House says he didn't intend to cause any offence. The Health Secretary has announced plans for independent investigations into all unexplained stillbirths in England to tackle the highest death rates in Western Europe. Jeremy Hunt says the NHS needs to learn and do better. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister says she's resigned to avoid a potentially destabilising snap general election. Frances Fitzgerald has been caught up in a whistleblowing scandal related to her time as Justice Minister. It's feared thousands of jobs could be at risk if Britain's biggest tobacco supplier goes into administration. It's understood talks about a takeover deal for Palmer and Harvey have failed. And Jay-Z leads the Grammy nominations with 8, including Best Album, Best Song and Record of the Year. British acts up for prizes at the ceremony in New York in January include Ed Sheeran and Coldplay. The weather feeling chilly this afternoon, especially in the wind. Scattered showers, some heavy and wintry in the north and west, highs of 8 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
Ba-ba-booby-doo-ba-ba-ba-doo-ba-da-bow.
What are you doing?
Scatting showers.
Wow, okay.
Okay, Victoria's there with the news and the weather. Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria back in an hour's time with today's edition of Bonus News, which is, of course,
Animal News.
Mineral News.
No.
Yes, because yesterday was vegetable news.
Oh, yeah, it is mineral news.
Animal
vegetable. Two against one.
It's mineral news.
No.
Two against
That's
one.
That's what you said a second ago.
I just got sort of overwhelmed in the dynamic.
The scatting, then.
Yeah, the scatting.
Yeah.
You're to like, I'm so clever and acting so quickly. Ooh.
It was a very good joke.
Yeah. Right, Victoria back in an hour's time with today's
mineral.
Edition.
Do I have to?
Mineral news.
You this could be the last one.
Why?
Because you're leaving.
Because you're leaving the show.
Yeah, but I've got two more days.
Yeah, but that's Wednesday animal and vegetable.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's my last mineral news.
Yeah, we just said that. So it better be a good one.
It won't.
No, obviously. Oh. Victoria there with us again in an hour with today's mineral news. Right, we'll go through some new music for you next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved. This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I can't believe I missed that interview with Prince Charles. I can't
believe
it. You
idiot.
For God's sake. Best guest we've ever had on. I missed it.
Well,
just going for a wee.
I guess it made sense that I interviewed him as Talk Radio's royal correspondent.
I suppose that makes sense. Yeah, you're right. Okay, then, from royalty to work experience. I mean, you couldn't possibly get two different ends of a spectrum. What we like to do on this programme, of course, is invite work experiences into the studio. Not leave them in the office to fester. No, get them in here, give them real-world work experience. Reviewing stuff. In the case of a Tuesday, we review new music. Katie is here and has been going through the new music for us, thinking she's getting a leg up into the industry. She's only here because we don't have to pay her. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi, good to see you again. So, we'll squash one in before the traffic and travel. Where are we going to start today?
We're going to start with Craig David's new song.
Oh.
So he's brought out another one, and it's with Bastille. Well, the front man of Bastille.
Dan Smith.
Bastille, but it's just with Dan Smith, yeah. So it's a collaboration I didn't really see coming, but I actually really like it.
I wouldn't have put, I mean, we're about to hear a clip of it, I know, but I haven't heard it yet, but I wouldn't have necessarily put Dan Smith off of Bastille and Craig David together.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't have, but now it's been said, I cannot wait to hear it, because I'm a big fan of both.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I like Bastille, but I don't like Craig David.
Why not?
So let's see if this...
Sorry, a bit defensive.
So let's see if this wins me over, shall we? Before we talk about it, what's it called?
I Know You.
Yes, what's it called?
Very funny, thank you.
There's normally one of those jokes each week in the music review, sort of.
They're a joke for you. Anyway, here it is. It sounds like this. It doesn't matter, we're all together, and this paradise in our minds, falling together, arms around each other, I know you. I think it sounds more like Bastille than Craig David. I mean, there was more Dan Smith in there than Craig David.
Yeah, I get, but that's the clip. If you listen to the whole song.
All right, they share it about, do they?
Yeah.
All right.
And they performed it together for TV and it was really good.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a clever move.
All right. So did they, I mean, do you know how it happened?
I don't know. They've performed together before. I've seen videos at a festival Bastille brought Craig David at, I think, last year.
Yeah.
So I assume it's just come from that and they thought, now was the time. But yeah, I really didn't foresee that as a collab.
Yeah. It was a little, I mean, Bastille have a very distinctive, when I say distinctive, samey.
It's sort of, it's an odd voice, isn't it? It's quite a unique voice.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. But very recognisable. You'd go, okay, that's Dan Smith.
That is what it sounds like.
Yeah. But I mean, I have this problem with a lot of albums, but Bastille particularly, and though I like them, as I said, I can't listen to a whole Bastille album. Because it's a
similar,
little bit too samey for me.
Yeah, well, this is different then, because it's got him over a dance track, so I guess maybe they should try that out a bit within the band. I agree with you, I really like them, but it's quite... The tracks necessarily merge together quite a bit.
Yeah, and he also says the word close in a very funny way, doesn't he? Dan Smith.
I'm trying.
You know, in the Pompeii song?
Does he?
And if you close your eyes...
If you close your eyes...
Close, he says.
And he doesn't sound like that when he talks, I don't think. Or maybe he does.
Close.
I highly doubt that he does.
So, you like this?
I do like this.
Is it a one-off collaboration? Is there more?
I think it's the only one from the two of them. A whole album.
Craig David hasn't joined Bastille.
That should happen.
It could happen.
Or maybe Dan Smith left Bastille to just
and he's
be
joined
a duo
Craig David.
Bastille's a confusing one because it's technically a solo act because his first album, he recorded Dan Bastille recorded it all himself, all the instruments.
So who are the other ones?
And then, well, they're just the people he tours with. But the second album, they all performed as a group.
Right, that is confusing.
So it's very confusing.
They should combine and be Dan Craig or Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
And do a Bond theme.
That's good.
I feel like that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Of course. Of course. Now there's a Daniel Craig
sense.
About.
Yeah.
Another one. Of course they should do the next Bond theme.
Sorted.
Is Daniel Craig going to do another Bond film?
Yes, he's announced. They've announced that he
is. Perfect.
So there we are.
There you go.
Good, good thinking.
Conclusion. Thank you.
But I said Craig David should do a Bond track.
No, not till now.
Yeah. Well, no, I've always thought he should.
No. What's the worst Bond track, do you think?
I don't know them very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, my knowledge is poor.
Live and Let Die.
No, that's excellent. Talking about? The worst, I mean, the most forgettable, the one that Garbage did. Do you remember that?
No, exactly. See, I'm not a Bond fan at all. Though.
Madonna's was poor, Chloe just said. She didn't use the word poor in my ear. She said the S word. But she's right. Potty mouth. But she's right. Look, I didn't just repeat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just swore at me again. But it's true. It's true, isn't it? Madonna's wasn't very good. You're right. The classic, the era, that sort of era of, like Chris Cornell, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Carly Simon says he's the best one. You're absolutely
right. Is that the baby or the best one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a great one.
Well, it was the best, so that's fair. Anyway, We digress. Mm. Katie, we've got to go to Traffic and Travel. Where are we going after that?
We've got some Little Mix, a newbie Isaac Gracie, and a song from Anton Dubeck off of
Strictly. Right. Have you brought anything good?
The first one. And Isaac Gracie's good, I promise.
All right, we'll see. Offset by Anton Dubeck, no doubt. But anyway, here we are on the radio. It's Work Experience, Katie. She's going through new music for us. We'll carry on doing it next in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get ready for a rumble in the jungle. I'm a Celebrity Updates on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross four-step breakfast all this week from 6. And get an essential daily roundup of all the action from Oz with The Sun's Jungle Reporter. The venomous snakes, the filthy rats, the blood-sucking leeches. And that's just the contestants. Welcome to the jungle on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. The place for all the latest I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here news and hot gossip from the jungle. Go to thesun.co.uk/jungle.
I'm the founder and creator of Weekend Box Club. We create activity boxes for children every weekend.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing startups, just like Weekend Box Club.
Knowing the business is on the right track financially helps me to focus on what I'm really passionate about, finding creative ways for young people to grow and learn.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we can stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
The 7-year itch. It's a real thing. The feeling that there's something better out there. Well, I'll let you in on a secret. There is. Under the Nissan Switch scheme, trade in your pre-2010 registered car and we'll give you up to £6,000 deposit contribution towards a Nissan X-Trail or up to £5,000 towards a Nissan Qashqai at 4.49% APR representative. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. Available on X-Trail, Techna and Qashqai N-Connector diesel models only. While stocks last, retail customers only, Nissan Finance. Subject to status, participating dealers, T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Expect delays through Tyne and Wear for the northbound side of the A194M. There's still a lane closure between Northumberland Way and the White Mare Pool roundabout, and it follows on from an accident there. We've still got issues in Lancashire for the A6. That's closed both ways at Borwick near the A6070 after an accident. And in South Yorkshire, there's a lane closed north on the M1 near junction 36 at Birdwell after an accident. Also at Kenford on the A14, there's a lane blocked on the entry slip at junction 38. I'm Sarah Tilley.
My dad was a mechanic for 40 years. He took me and my brother on when we left school. Now we have our own garage where we service and restore cars. We found this beautiful E-Type Jag online the other day. They don't come on the market very often. We could have made a nice job of that, but yeah, we didn't have the money. It'll be sitting in someone else's garage now. Shame, but that won't happen again.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to make the most of their opportunities. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank. All lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period September 2016 to August 2017.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know the old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved? Well, a show shared is a show improved when it comes to the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, but now with Carol Malone, you lucky people, broadcaster and tip-top Fleet Street columnist, joining us every weekday morning, so be there from 6 on Talk Radio. A double dollop of trouble.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a lot going on in the news. I don't know whether you've heard this at all, but Prince Harry, I don't know whether you're familiar with Prince Harry. He's got engaged to the American divorcee Wallis Simpson, and they are to be married. We're expecting more details as the afternoon wears on from Clarence House, who's their spokesman, of course, Sir Clarence House. And he will be announcing details of perhaps where the wedding will be, what day it will be on. We're all waiting. We're all so waiting for this.
St. Edmund's Church in Beckenham.
There. Let's see if that's true. Now, that's going on in the news. There's also a volcano erupting in Bali. Of course, that's going on in the news. That's about it, actually. There's not much else, because the papers are literally just full of the royal thing or the volcano, apart from the FT, which is leading on Bitcoin record triggers unease among traditional marketplaces.
Such a boring news.
Have you ever looked at it? So dull, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, every day they optimistically put it in front of me here, as though I'm going to pick it up and go, oh, let's talk about this. Oh, let's talk about EasyJet's 45.5% pay on the FTSE index. Oh, this is good. This is breaking. Industrial strategy tackles productivity. Oh, and then this gives you an indication of the sort of people who buy and read the FT, right? Look at any other news.
I don't trust the colour it is.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's like someone's put it in the wash with a sock. Have you seen Paddington 2?
Yeah.
That happens in there. It's like that, but newspaper. But look at the other papers, right? So you get the advert. You know, Paper Chase got in trouble for that advert on the top
Daily
of the Mail.
Yeah.
But they do that, don't they? It tells you the sort of people who read the newspaper. So the Guardian are sort of go, oh, you know, win a box of organic quinoa or something. the Express, oh, win a coat like Meghan's. Mail, free inside 24-page souvenir magazine of the royal thing, and the Daily Star, get an official I'm a Celebrity Jungle Shower Babes calendar or something. The FT, on the top of the FT, the masthead. Time to buy a jet.
Relatable.
Yeah, totally relatable to all of us, yeah. Anyway, there we go. And what I'm saying is it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, but we're here to help, of course. And the way we help on this programme, we analyse the news through Japanese poetry. 575, that's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
No bank holiday for royal wedding. Now I really don't give a.
Oh, you ran out.
I've run out of syllables.
Ran out of syllables there. What don't you give a? I'm interested. What don't?
Well, I don't want to underestimate. You know, what is it? What is it?
We'll wait for you to think of the word.
Don't. What is it where you take away from something? I don't want to take away from the haiku, John. And its structure.
Undermine?
Undermine!
There we go.
Yes!
Great.
I'm going home!
Wasted university education. We are reviewing new music for you with Katie, who is our work experience. We've already talked about the mashup of Craig David and Dan from Bastille. And we sort of quite liked it. But now we move on to Pastures.
Oh, sorry, Little Mix.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fairly sure I'm not going to like this.
Yeah, you're not going to. No.
So Little Mix are a...
Shout out to my ex.
That's a tune.
That's a great song.
Is it? All right.
They have some good songs.
Are they a reality band or are they a real... Little Mix?
X Factor. Put them together.
Right, okay, fine. Mm.
Like all the greats. One Direction.
Yeah. Tell me about them.
There's four members. They've been... When did they win it? They won it back in like 2011.
Did they win?
They won. No, 2013, maybe. Around that time.
But they've done... They're one of the few cases of a success from a reality show, like One Direction, who didn't even win. Mm. But I think it's just them two, really, would you say? Mm. That have gone internationally successful.
Yeah, because they've really made it in the US. I think a lot of the X Factor winners do well in the UK. Or not even the winners, but contestants. Mm. But they broke all of like the Spice Girls records in the US and stuff. So they're doing okay.
Okay. Well, what's this called?
Is Your Love Enough?
Well, let's find out. Is your love enough? Well, I mean, I like the subtle fade at the end. I think my love is enough.
Okay.
If that's the question they're asking, I don't know.
Tweet them.
I will.
They'd appreciate that.
I'm going to do that. It's very pop music, isn't it? I mean, it's forgettable pop.
Yeah, I think it's actually the most boring song they've done. And they have some good songs, but I'm not particularly on the bandwagon for this. I feel like they should potentially go away for a little bit and then come back because they seem to be constantly releasing another song. And they risk getting a bit samey.
Maybe they're just riding the wave while they can.
They've just announced another tour.
But they literally finished one like a day ago.
I don't know why I know this. A Summer Hits tour.
Ooh.
Which obviously isn't it's just a come see Little Mix tour.
In the summer.
We've got no... So they probably just released one song to help with that. And then they're just going to perform all
that. Is it Little Mix or Lil Mix?
It's spelled correctly.
Right. Not like a rapper.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because we've talked about this before, because you either get, don't you, get rappers are either Lil or Big.
Mm.
Or Young. There's a few Youngs. Young Thug, no?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah.
Young Knight.
They're not rappers.
No.
Do you get, but what I'm saying, you get Lil Wayne, Lil Lee Savage, Lil Kim, right? But and then you get Big Sean, Big Daddy, the wrestler.
Notorious Big.
Yeah. But there's no medium, is there? There's no medium Colin or,
medium Colin.
You know, average Steve. Where are they in the rapping world? Mm. And now Little Mix come along, at least spelling it correctly. That's fair enough. What is their mix? Are they a mix?
They are a mix. I think they wanted to be called something else on X Factor. I feel like they started out as like Pick a Mix, then Rhythmix, and then eventually had to be Little Mix for...
Yeah. If they were Indian, they could have had Bombay Mix.
Missed the trick there.
Mm.
But I don't know whether they are or not. Possibly not.
No.
I don't.
Okay, well, all right. Well, all right, well, we didn't like that very much. So where are we going next?
We're going over to Isaac Gracie, who he's just started out, and he's a 22-year-old from London. He's a singer-songwriter, and I think he's pretty good.
All right, let's have, what's it called?
Terrified.
Here we go. I'm terrified. I'm terrified. I've heard all the people calling my name, but they'll never see just how I have changed. Now I'm terrified. Is he terrified? Is he agoraphobic? Because he's recorded that in a toilet.
Yeah, he's so terrified he can't leave the bar.
He's in a tiny room. I can't go out there. I'm terrified of anything bigger than a cupboard.
Is that the actual version or is that a live version?
I think
we've
that's
got
a live version. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it sounded nice.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was okay, wasn't it?
It's not his best song, but though on that he has an EP that are like songs recorded in his bedroom. So maybe he's just moved on to the bathroom, and then he'll do the kitchen, and so forth. Yeah. Get some pans.
I guess we'll call that house music.
Look at that!
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Let's have a moment for that. Just a little moment.
Is it too late to dump that joke? Can we get rid of it so the listeners don't have to hear it?
That was a good joke because he recorded it in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, please don't explain it, please.
So it's like house.
Can we just talk about Anton Dubek, please?
It's time. So Strictly's Anton Dubek has released an album.
Why?
An album of dancing.
Swing music. And he's covered the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh my no! God.
It's just,
enough!
It's too good to talk about.
Anton Dubek covers the Arctic Monkeys. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. I don't know if you're looking for romance or I don't know what you're looking for. I bet that you look good on the dance floor. Dancing to electro pop like a robot from 1984. I love that!
It's not good.
That's great.
Right.
That is really good.
Two things in this.
I bet you look good on the dance floor. I like that.
I think his voice has been done. And B, Tom Jones did this in about 2007.
Oh. What, swing?
He did a swing, or like a version of I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Okay.
With the Tom Jones band.
Yeah, so, fair enough.
So, you know, it's been done.
I kind of like...
He just wants to be the new Bruce Forsyth. He's just like Len Goodman.
I bet you look good.
The worst.
On the dance floor good.
It's the worst.
You look good on the dance floor good.
The only people who should release musical albums are people who have done music only known for being musicians.
Right. Can you imagine?
So none of your Alexander Armstrongs or Jason Manford.
You didn't say that to Jason Manford's face when he came in here to
Nick Knowles.
Manford listens to this as well, and you know he does. So he could be listening now, and you've just slagged off Jason Manford.
I hope not. Because I really like him.
Backpedaling!
He's a really good comic.
What, a crap singer? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Backpedal! I bet you're good. This is so good.
Is that Prince Charles?
No. It's in the same ballpark. Well, I quite like. What else does he do on that album? Do we know?
I'm not just lots of classic swing songs.
Come on, what else? Come on, look up the track list. Look at the track list.
I had that song on loop. You see, I didn't get past that version. So
have a quick look at the Anton Dubek. We should have planned this better. Anton Dubek's album. Paul Anka. Did one a few years ago, but he did rock songs in a swing style, like Soundgarden stuff. And
Do you want the track list?
Yes, I do.
Very quickly, Putting on the Ritz, Me and My Shadow, Something Stupid, More, City of Stars, Moondance, Fly Me to the Moon, Beyond the Sea, Moon River, Don't Rain on My Parade, It Had to Be You, That's Amore.
Yeah. Quite long.
I'll be honest with you.
Moon, Nothing But Love, Imagination.
Well, they're already.
I bet you look good on the dance floor. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
But he's basically just that's all swing songs and classic sort of songs. The interesting thing is the cover version of the. Why didn't he just do indie hits? He could have done loads of indie hits in that style, but he's just gone for classic.
No, stop encouraging this.
Anton!
No, he was on Paul Ross yesterday.
Yeah, he should drop the surname, just be Anton.
On the show.
Anton Deck.
Medium Anton.
Medium Anton!
I don't know how tall he is.
There it is. All right. Katie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And bringing us whatever all that was.
From now on, musicians only, okay?
Ignore him. Right, that was the best one of the lot. Right, thank you very much indeed, Katie. Work experience. Back to the office with you.
See you later.
All right. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We were helping a Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse. And we will be playing Snowflake Buckaroo. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned. We'll explain it. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is on the way.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Hi there, I'm in Somerset to speak to Andy about how taking payments with Square has helped his business.
I'm Andy and I run a small shop and cafe called Wookie Hub in Somerset. There's no cash machines or banks anywhere near the hub, so the customers expect to be able to pay by card.
So you see, Square offers a simple way to accept all major cards and in turn keep your customers happy. Get up to £1,000 in free card transactions for your first 180 days when you sign up at square.com/trysquare. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time.
time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just gone three. Good afternoon, if you're just joining us. Yes, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corey Starr could be jailed for sex attacks. Trump criticised over racial slur, and Pope addresses the Rohingya crisis.
Talk Radio.
Ex-Coronation Street star Bruno Langley has admitted sexual assaults on two women on a night out. He's been warned he could face time behind bars. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
The actor, who played Todd Grimshaw in the soap for a decade until last month, was drunk when he touched the two victims at a music venue in Manchester. The court heard he also assaulted two other women that night, but wasn't charged with those offences. The magistrate's court could jail him for 12 months, but the district judge may decide to send him to the Crown Court for sentencing, where he can be given a longer term.
Donald Trump has been accused of making a racial slur at an event honouring Native American war veterans. The US president's been criticised for referring to a US representative understood to be Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has told reporters it's in fact Ms. Warren who's the offensive one.
I think what most people find offensive is Senator Warren lying about her heritage to advance her career.
Now, she said it was a racial slur. She said it was a racial slur. What is your response to that?
I think that's a ridiculous response.
MPs are to consider whether the Brexit secretary has broken Parliament's rules. Question marks have been raised over the actions of David Davis, who hasn't published in full reports on the impact of leaving the EU. He's only supplied redacted versions saying it could hamper the UK's negotiations with Brussels. Independent investigations will be offered to families who've suffered a stillbirth while using the NHS in England. The government plans to halve the number of them by 2025. Pope Francis has called for justice and respect for all ethnicities during his visit to Myanmar. The pontiff avoided calling the Rohingya Muslims by name, as the term's not recognised by the country's government. And we're due to find out where and when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will get married later. Speculation continues following the announcement yesterday of their engagement.
Vegas, Elvis Chapel.
I don't think that's right.
Well, they want look. They are unorthodox. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about. We've heard that. So it won't be Jewish because they're unorthodox. Modern. Where's the most modern place they could get married? Because you can get married practically anywhere now.
Yeah,
can't you?
So online.
Yeah, just online.
Just do it in a chat room.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the thing.
Via an app.
Marriage app.
Skype. Oh, that's probably better than a chat.
And then they can be both in their hometowns as well.
Yeah.
They could do a transatlantic marriage.
Which saves travelling for family and friends, doesn't it? So that's a good idea. Anyway, the details are, if we get them during this programme, rest assured that we will be bringing them to you. The latest news from Clarence House, who is, of course, their spokesman. So Clarence House, been with them for many years. We'll be bringing us that information, hopefully in the next hour of the programme, so we can bring that to you.
What type of information is it? Just dates and where it is?
Yeah. Well, all we know is further details of Prince Harry and Wallis Simpson's wedding.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Bless you. Will be announced.
Meghan Markle.
bless you.
Why are you saying that?
I thought it'd be funny to follow it up.
It wasn't funny the first time, it's not funny the second time. FYI.
I bet it would be the third time. Who got married, John? Who's getting married?
Wally Simpson.
Meghan Markle.
Bless you. You're right. And now here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Still not funny. Feeling chilly this afternoon, especially in the wind. Scattered showers, some heavy and wintry in the north and east. Highs of 8 degrees.
Oh, Meghan Markle!
Oh, bless you, John.
Thank you. And now here's...
pathetic.
With the pre-recorded sport. Don't call him that.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England cricket bosses haven't ruled out Ben Stokes joining the Ashes squad in Australia, but his trip to New Zealand isn't linked to a return. He's travelled to see family, but has also held informal talks to play domestic cricket with Kiwi side Canterbury. Among four Premier League games this evening, Manchester United aim to cut Manchester City's lead at the top to 5 points when they go to Watford. Spurs would move back into the top four if they avoid defeat at Leicester. The first Premier League meeting between fierce rivals Brighton and bottom of the table Crystal Palace takes place on the south coast and managerless West Brom host Newcastle. Peter Crouch has signed a one-year contract extension at Stoke. The 36-year-old striker, who scored 22 times for England, has committed himself to the club until at least the summer of 2019. And England Rugby League forward Chris Hill says captain Sean O'Loughlin's doing everything possible to be fit for Saturday's World Cup final with Australia. He's been named in the starting 13 for the decider in Brisbane, even though he's a doubt due to a quad injury. That's the sport powered by Talk Sport.
There we go. That's Patabut. Pathetic to Patabut, as Victoria calls him, not us. With the pre-recorded sports. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. So, as we've been saying, more details about next year's royal wedding continue to be fired out of the metaphorical royal canon, as is traditional. What else do we know? Well, I'm pretty sure we know that views of the TV series Suits on Netflix have gone up 100-fold since it was announced yesterday. We also know that the couple's spokesman, Sir Clarence House, has stepped out into the fresh air in the last 5 minutes to announce that the couple's big day will actually be... This is interesting, actually. It's going to be written into the American drama that the actress is known for. It has emerged just now that the filming contract she's under for the programme Suits doesn't allow for a day off for the wedding, so producers have agreed to write the big day into the series. In a plot twist worthy of Lost, the future Mrs. Harry will wake up to find that everything that happened in the previous 7 seasons of Suits had all been a coma dream. It will be revealed that her character had been in a coma since she was knocked unconscious by one of the Queen's swans during her first date with Harry. And then she coma dreamt the plot of Suits. Will wake up, then get married in the Series 7 finale. The season will then be cancelled because of stories emerging about a duck accusing a swan of groping, and the TV bosses have pulled the plug on the entire series, or something like that. I think that's the way of it these days, isn't it? Anyway, more details of that coming out. On the line, someone's just called in Talk Radio. Talk Radio listener, is it Malcolm? Is it Malcolm or...?
Hello, darling. Yes, it's Malcolm.
Hello, Malcolm. Oh, you've called in. You heard me say the word swans in there, right?
Yeah.
You've called in. Why?
Don't like them.
Don't like swans.
Sick of them. They're foul, aren't they?
That literally, they are foul. Yes.
Yeah. They've got sharp teeth and stupid necks.
Yeah.
I'd be tempted to say that half the population of the swans in this country are a bunch of cocks.
Yeah.
But famously, the male swan is called a cob.
That's right, a cock. A cob, that's right. It's because it's not a chicken.
No, that's right.
Or related to the hair. So, look, Malcolm, what are you calling for? Because obviously the Queen, as we know, owns all the swans, right?
Yeah.
So exactly what is it we're supposed to do, right?
Ring their scrawny swan necks
is what you're suggesting that you want to happen. Right.
Yeah.
But that would take, because swan's necks are very long.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you propose ringing a swan's neck exactly?
Well, every year there's a team of people that go up and down the Thames and they do something called swan upping, which is where they count the swans and put tags on them.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they should do is use those people. They've obviously got a budget for this kind of thing.
A budgie?
A budgie for these kind of things.
Yeah, which is a different sort of bird.
Yeah, a different kind of bird.
Yeah.
But they can get those same people to go along and ring the necks of these awful birds.
What do you make? Well, it's interesting. Let me bring in Morris here. Good afternoon, Morris.
Yeah. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you're listening to Malcolm there. He thinks we should ring... Now, this is, you know, swan ringing is, as we know in this country, is a pastime. It's a traditional pastime. This is where swan ringers go into a church, replace the bells, ropes, with the necks of swans that they've sewn together into long, feathery strings, attach that to the bells, and ring the bell, swan ringing. It's a British pastime. And he wants to get rid of it.
Yes, I'm surprised. I think Malcolm possibly suffers from cygnophobia.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, a morbid fear of cigars. And I just want to say one thing. I want to say this.
Yes.
I wandered lonely as a cloud. I was feeling tired and wan. When all at once I came across a crowd, a surprisingly large number of swans. Now, that was the first draft of Wordsworth's famous poem, Daffodils, before he changed it from swans to daffodils.
Yes.
And I think that says everything,
especially
when you think of all the words that Wordsworth didn't actually write, like giraffes or tennis.
Yeah.
It says everything.
It says everything. It says everything, Malcolm, doesn't it? That's about swans are as British. Swans are as British, aren't they?
As British,
as British. I mean, okay. Well, look at the. I mean, if you think about it, you know, what do we know about a swan? It could break a man's arm. With it. We know that, don't we?
Apparently so. And if that's true, that's another reason to, you know, round them up and, you know, ring their necks.
Well,
you know, could a swan make a good substitute for a turkey?
Well, hang on, let's bring in Morris back in. Let me bring you in, Morris, but I want to ask you this. Why don't we recruit swans? Given that they can break a man's arm, why don't we recruit them, as some people are talking about, to the army? So if a swan can break a man's arm without any training, imagine what a trained swan, a military-trained swan, could do to ISIS.
I agree. I mean, it is a well-known fact that all swans can break a man's arm with their wing. And personally, I would advise that man, whoever he is, to stay well away from swans.
Yeah. And is that man you?
No, I've been lucky so far. I mean, swans come up to me and coo and give me little bits of grass to eat.
They're generally quite kind to me, but
I'm kind to them, and they remember that.
They're denying that it was a coot.
I thought a coot was a different type of water bird.
Yeah. The point is, the Queen owns them all, right?
Yes.
As you know, as we've mentioned. So,
Just like with comedians or stray golf balls.
Yes, exactly. She can do what she likes with them. Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Some people are suggesting, and I want to get your take on this, is that, because this works on both. So, Malcolm, you want to get rid of swans. What if the Queen, who owns them all, just fed them to the poor? Right? So think about it. If the Queen, who owns the swans, put them all into food banks, and you mentioned the replacement instead of turkey, right? And then they just turn them into swansages. Right, and then the poor could eat swan sausages, and that would solve the food crisis and get rid of swans at the same time, wouldn't it, Malcolm?
I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea. I mean, I can imagine that the Queen probably already does have swan for lunch every now and then when she fancies it, as she owns them all. But yeah, that's a really good way of using up that spare swan meat.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about this, when you think about it in terms of a barrel of swans, and I often think of a barrel of swans.
Yeah.
That's worth about the same as a barrel of cats or a barrel of field mice. But if you put enough swans into the barrel, you get a barrel of pate, which could be easily feed the poor and go very nicely with a barrel of crackers.
You're right. Cracker barrel. About $150 for a barrel of swans on the current market, by the way, just in case you're wondering how much that is.
Well, the other solution that we've got, then, if we decide not to make them into swastikas and eat them, the other option is to obviously move them back to their hometown of either Swansea or Swanage.
Yeah.
And have them back where they used to come from, keep them in there. Like, we could have, like, a back to the old days of apartheid, where we used to keep the swans in their own villages.
That's right.
And not let them integrate with the rest of society.
They weren't allowed on... Well, they still... I mean, we've moved on, certainly, but we've moved on a little bit, of course, but they're not allowed to... swans aren't allowed on buses, for instance. Still,
well, it's true that most swans did originally come from Wales, of course, mostly from Swansea.
Yes, but hang on, but they had to move away because whales are from Wales and whales and swans don't get on.
That's true, and also they used to work in the mines there and they would band together and sing about mining and mating for life, but then Thatcher broke up the swan unions in the
80s. Yes, I know.
And distributed them all around villages.
Gave them all to the Queen. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's when
And that's of course where the black swan famously came from the Welsh coal mines.
They're exactly right. Other types of swan, by the way, yes or no, mute? Yes or
no?
No, yeah.
No, I don't really like the mute swan.
Whooper?
Oh, yes.
Trumpeter?
Oh, there's nothing like a good few whoopers.
Trumpeter?
Definitely.
Yeah.
No.
Britain used to make the best swans in the world, didn't
it? Their necks.
What's happened to
all their necks?
The swan industry. Britain used to make the best swans in the world. That's what they say.
They did. Of course, swans are originally brought over by Sir Francis Drake and presented to King Victoria and Princess Albert, if I remember my history correctly.
You're correct, you do.
And Albert was so excited by the occasion that he stuffed his bird with German sausage until she passed out from overexertion. And, of course, his swan was very shocked to witness that.
Yeah.
But they bought it silenced by giving it St. James's Park.
Well, yes, indeed, and they do say, don't they, that the reason that swans are perpetually angry is partly because of the shock of that. Look, we're slightly running out of time here. I've got so much more to get through, but sadly not. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Maurice?
Oh, swanky bubbles.
Thank you. Malcolm?
Neck.
Good. Well, look, swans. I mean, you know, they're very much in the news, of course, because yesterday Princess Meghan came out dressed as a swan. I was going to ask, you know, what other lakes there should be? Because famously, we've got Trout and Greg, of course, who famously believes in Father Christmas, which is timely. Anyway, look, time is getting on. We need to move on, but we want to know what you think about swans. Do we need swans? Are swans necessary? Should the Queen give them up for food? Because she owns them all. Is that what we want? The government have said 40,000 more swans by 2018. That was in the budget, of course. We don't know how they're going to pay for it. What do you think? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and...
But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial, it's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
This year, will the fairy lights actually work first time? Will the Christmas tree hold its needles until, you know, Christmas? Will the big day pass off without a big row? Will the roast potatoes be done at the same time as the turkey for once? This Christmas, you've got enough on your plate. But at least with a fixed price plan from TalkTalk, you don't need to worry about your bills going up. Our TV and fast broadband bundle is now just £27.50 a month, including line rental for the entire 18-month plan. Because peace of mind? It matters. TalkTalk. For everyone. TV box at £25. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Warwickshire, we are seeing one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident on the M42. It's affecting you southbound between junction 10 for Tamworth and junction 9 for Curdworth. The outside lane there is closed. And elsewhere in Newport, we are seeing heavy traffic due to an accident. It's now on the hard shoulder, but still causing delays on the M4 eastbound. It's between junction 29 for the A48M and junction 28. All lanes there are open, but we are seeing heavy delays. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you can only be too well aware how helpful we are on this programme to anybody who needs it, but specifically those who are begging for the public coin. To quit Kickstarter, crowdfunding projects. People with a hope and a dream of creating something new that nobody proper will pay them to make or do. That is why they turn to you, the public, for your coin. That is what Kickstarter is all about. If you've got an idea for something and you're on Kickstarter with it and you'd like some promotion, you could talk to upwards of six people who listen to this in the afternoons. And then they might each give you a pound. That would give you £6.
Yeah, good. Mine's more than I get to do this show.
Absolutely right, and that's the right thing and the right decision. But if you are, why not get in touch with us and you could come on the radio to talk about it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So let's meet today's as we kick a Kickstarter up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer is on the line now. He's called Amin. I'm not going to explain it. It's best that you do. So tell me about your Kickstarter project.
Sure, John. Thank you. We are developing a pair of artificially intelligent headphones, so AI for short. And what they do is they choose your music for you based on how you're feeling. And they do that using what we call Ken Band, which is worn on your wrist, which is reading signals from your heart rate. And we associate that with your emotions throughout the day when you're listening to music and when you're not listening to music. So that for some reason, if you want to perhaps get an upbeat track when you're feeling a bit, you know, like you're slowing down in the day, Ken can even suggest that you put on your headphones and listen to a song, you know, on the fly. So what we're doing is bringing emotions into the picture.
Right.
And a lot of consumer products these days, they try and use what you've done in the past to work out what to recommend to you, whereas we're actually using your biological signals to do so.
I see. So this is, so how reactive is it? So if your mood, you know, because people's mood have mood swings, don't they? So you, there you are. You've got your player of choice. You've got your AI headphones plugged in. And then you're in a good mood. You're in a good mood. And then suddenly, I don't know, midway through your good mood, you get chucked. What happens? How does it know? What does it do?
So essentially, most of our emotions and how we're feeling can be somewhat detected by our heart rate. Ken comes with three core playlists, which are energize, focus, and relax. So those are the three types of moods that we can pick up on the best at the moment.
Okay.
And when you get your Ken and Ken band, you can actually start setting more target moods. So, for example, suppose you want to go to the gym. You would say, oh, right, I need to get motivated in about half an hour. And so Ken will put a playlist together and slowly build up a mood from where you're currently feeling towards motivation. And so it won't be as instant as just saying, right, we're going to motivate you straight away, because that's not what music does. It kind of builds up on you. But we can sort of steer you in the kind of directions you want to go in.
I see. I kind of like this, right? So so if you've got those three, first of all, I mean, then can you add moods as you go along? So, for instance, can I have one that, if I'm really bloody angry, can I have a playlist called Really Bloody Angry, which is mainly Rage Against the Machine?
Of course you can. You can actually name your playlist as you wish.
Yeah.
So that's what the Ken app is for. You can actually start associating moods with your songs. Ken is doing it on the fly for you to help you out, to speed you up, you know, because you put a lot of effort into putting playlists together.
Yeah.
So that's where Ken comes in and saves you a lot of time. But we do encourage everybody to work with Ken and to talk with Ken. You can even speak to your headphones themselves and say, Ken, give me some songs that I've not yet heard for a long time. Or you could say, Ken, give me some songs that I tend to listen to when I'm angry.
Yeah.
And Ken will do its best to put those together for you on the fly.
Why? Here's a question. Why Ken? And I ask that because, you know, we are now continually surrounded by sort of these intelligent items that all have names. Siri, obviously, is one of the early ones. Alexa now. You go Siri, Alexa. Ken, you know, there's a level of mysticism missing from the word Ken, but I imagine there's a good reason for it being there.
Ken actually is an acronym.
I thought it would be.
It stands for kinesthetics, energy, and neurons. So essentially, another thing we haven't mentioned about Ken just now is that Ken can track your posture. So suppose you're sitting at your desk and you're leaning your head too low for too long.
Yeah.
Ken will just say, hey, look up a bit, just to avoid too much neck strain, because we are all getting a bit of tech net with our devices these days.
Right. So could Ken then play sort of posture-related, you know, like Lean on Me or something, I don't know. I'm trying to think of Lip Up Fatty. That, you know, but can it do, I mean, you know, the more you slump, the more it can energize you, as it were.
So suppose you were doing yoga, for example, because you've got the wristband and you've got Ken on your headphones, we are tracking your movement to make sure that, you know, when you're doing certain positions, you're not putting too much strain on the way that your head is positioned relative to the rest of your body.
I see.
And so that extends across when you're weightlifting, when you're doing yoga, even when you're meditating. And alongside meditation, you can even have tracks for, you know, mindfulness and meditation. It doesn't necessarily have to be music that you listen to with Ken. It can literally be any listening experience that you go for.
Okay. I'm thinking, have you introduced it to sex positions yet? I mean, you've mentioned yoga. That's the obvious next step.
No, we've not gone that far yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, I mean, you could. I mean, it's an easy one, that, isn't it? You know, White Snakes Slide It In from their album, seminal album, Slide It In. You know, I'm just, there's quite a lot you could do, isn't there, with that? Sex sells, is what I'm saying. And I'm just, you know, this could be a new route for it, doesn't it? You know.
That sounds very intriguing, actually.
Well,
I've not even considered it, to be honest, but I appreciate your suggestion.
I'm just trying to help. so this wristband. So the wristband, because people, are used to Fitbits and stuff now, aren't they, which track, you know, movement and all the rest of it. So this is, and heart rate. So this is about heart rate, and it's about, and then it just communicates with the headphones themselves, does it? Is that how it works?
Yeah, the headphones and the Ken band are connected via Bluetooth, and they're also connected to your phone. So your phone is where you really get to know what Ken is doing and how it's understanding you. It can show you what moods we're picking up over time, over the day, in different locations. And we correlate that with things like your activity. So if you're at the gym or you're running or you're walking a lot,
making love.
You know, what kind of things you're listening to, maybe some surrounding noise in the city, maybe you don't have anything playing in your headphones. The external mic can still pick up surrounding noise, which it uses to equalize your music when you are listening. So it can kind of give you the best kind of sound immersion and noise isolation.
Right.
So, you know, there's so much data coming into Ken to really help determine what's causing your mood. And then that's how Ken keeps getting more accurate over time, because you can talk to it through the headphones. You can put in more advanced settings through the app. And Ken is also doing its bit on the fly on a regular basis.
Okay. And also, obviously, tracks your head movement, as you've sort of alluded to there, which would be interesting in a headbanging metal scenario. Because the amount you would headbang, it would get even more confused and make the music harder and harder. I'm just thinking of all the, you know, of the future possibilities. Where, I mean, would we find this online? What do we search for if we go on to Kickstarter?
If you type in Ken headphones, they'll most certainly come up. You can also go via the Ken website, www.ken.pm. That's ken.papamike.
Yep.
And you can click on pre-order, and that'll take you straight to our Kickstarter page as well.
Yeah, and there's I mean, I'm just looking at it now, and there's tons of stuff about how it works and everything else that we couldn't possibly do justice to in the short amount of time we had. Have you considered, final question, have you considered that, you know, it's all very well, this AI, right, but you're adding to it, I think, and that's fine with Alexa and Siri, as we've mentioned, and Google, whatever that one is you can talk to. At some point, they're all going to become sentient, aren't they, and rise up like the rise of the machines and kill us. How do you feel, I mean, that you might be responsible for the end of all humankind eventually?
I have to disagree with you and say I don't think I will be responsible. I think we're rather far from these sentient beings, that, especially ones that would turn against us. That wouldn't make much sense at all.
It would make sense, I suppose, if Alexa and Siri sort of ganged up on us to kill us, but Ken provided a beautiful soundtrack to our fiery deaths. You know, and sort of tracked as your heart stopped beating, as Alexa stomped whatever Alexa has into your throat, and you know, you finally die out to the sounds of something from your Ken playlist. It's futuristic and utterly beyond my imagination. But I mean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, John.
You're very welcome. Cheers. So, if you go on a Kickstarter, it is quite fascinating. So, this whole soundtrack, an AI, you're used to playlists now, but this is an AI version. That tracks what your body's doing. You can use your imagination to wherever you want to go with that. But anyway, that's what you do. You go on to Kickstarter and you look for Ken headphones. That's simply K-E-N, of course. And if you have a Kickstarter you'd like to share on the radio with us and come and talk to us about and promote to upwards of the four people that now listen to this programme, then please do. Here's how you get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. That is us giving a Kickstarter kick up the arse. And now here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news, we're just getting details about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. We're hearing that they're going to get married at St George's Chapel at Windsor Castle in May. Ms Markle, the American actress who's a Protestant, will be baptised and confirmed before the wedding, and she's due to carry out her first official engagement with Prince Harry in Nottingham on Friday. In other news, former Coronation Street actor Bruno Langley has admitted two counts of sexual assault. A court has heard he groped two women at a music venue in Manchester last month. The UN Human Rights Council has confirmed it's going to hold a special session next week to discuss the Rohingya Muslim crisis. Myanmar has faced international condemnation for what's been described as the ethnic cleansing of the group there. The Pope has met the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and given a speech without mentioning them by name for fear of upsetting his hosts in the government. Former International Development Secretary Andrew Mitchell.
It's complicated. I think I'm sure that behind the scenes he's saying much more than he's saying publicly. But the absolutely critical thing is to focus on the future, to stop the suffering of Rohingya people and to try and make sure that they can return to Rakhine in due course.
Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Francis Fitzgerald has resigned, a move which is thought to have put off a snap general election for at least a few months. There were fears such a move before December's EU meeting could have affected Brexit talks, as the future of the Irish border is likely to be discussed. And the government is being urged to make society fairer so children from disadvantaged backgrounds can succeed no matter where they live. A report has looked at varying opportunities across the UK relating to pay, access to top jobs and travel to work times. The weather staying cold and windy tonight with some widespread frost. Showers in the east are due to turn wintry with a risk of some ice. Lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow's will be similar to today with a frosty start followed by dry, sunny and cold weather in central and southern parts and more showers in the north and east. Highs of 6 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
I'm glad that news broke while we were on air. We were hoping, of course, that Clarence House, the spokesman, would come out. Sir Clarence House, been with them for many years, to come out and tell us the news. And now we know. St. George, I mean,
Can we repeat the information?
I didn't sleep last night because of wanting to know where they were getting married. So thank goodness this information is now in the public domain.
Did you say you wanted it repeated?
Can we have all the information again?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're going to get married in May at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. So the actress, who's American, she's actually going to become a British citizen, apparently. And they're going to carry out...
Well, they just hand them out these days, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Immigrants.
Not... Fine. She's a Protestant, and so she's going to be baptised and confirmed before the wedding. Why are you saying that? I didn't say prostitute. I said Protestant.
Sorry, totally misheard.
You're so disgusting, John.
Your mind
is always in the gutter.
By the way...
You're the gutter press.
Okay. What I was going to say was... I forgot, actually.
I'm confirmed. That's exciting. So I could marry Prince Harry. I'm more ready to marry Prince Harry than...
Meghan
is.
Yeah.
And you get to choose a new name when you get confirmed.
Yeah, what did you choose?
I chose Cornelius.
Why?
Oh.
Just for a laugh.
Right.
So it's twice in my name.
Cornelius.
Cornelius James Cornelius Mendes.
It is, actually. Right.
We've discussed this before.
Yes, yeah, man. Yeah. And the couple, they're going to carry out their first official engagement in Nottingham.
Their first official engagement was yesterday.
No, that was announcing their engagement.
That's confusing.
And it was their first public appearance since the engagement, but their official royal engagement together.
No, they had that yesterday.
No, they did.
I saw it.
No, they're going to do the waving and stuff to public in Nottingham.
Great.
The waving, like when Harry did that?
No, not a Hitler salute, Cornelius. Okay.
Good, because I'm glad, because that's inappropriate.
Yeah, just like you right now. Can I do mineral news? Because I've actually got other news to talk about.
It's time for today's edition of bonus news, because we need to bring you extra news, because there's not enough time in the news to cover all of the news. 2 minutes simply isn't long enough. It's why we bring you bonus news. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, it's...
Mineral news.
So, sticking with the royal theme, because they're going royal crazy. Welsh gold, which was used in Meghan Markle's engagement ring. has been sold at auction for £44,000. So,
stop roaring.
Sorry, I've gone royal crazy.
Okay. So Welsh gold is normally 5 times more valuable than imported gold. Because it's so rare. And this batch was expected to fetch £8,500, but it went for 5 times that. And apparently, this Welsh gold has been used in every royal wedding band since 1923.
Have they hired a band? Do we know?
How do you take your gold?
Hmm?
I take mine well done.
Do you?
Yes. How do you take your gold, John?
It's sort of medium rare.
Ah, okay.
So today, 10 lots of gold nuggets and flakes were sold for the record prices. So yeah, there you go. That's 20 times more the price of normal gold and 5 times more than this normal Welsh gold. So yeah.
All right, good.
Moving on, in more royal news.
Mineral news.
This might be scraping the barrel, but I thought it was really hilarious. A union flag was raised at a Bromsgrove retirement development last week to celebrate the Queen's 70th year of marriage to Prince Philip. Elderly residents at Bilbury Place hosted what the Bromsgrove Advertiser has called a tea party fit for royalty with champagne, they've spelled that wrong, cake and a charity collection for the Royal Voluntary Service. So yeah, there you go.
I'm waiting for the mineral news.
Platinum wedding anniversary.
Oh, and Bromsgrove. It was reported in the Bromsgrove something.
Yeah. I mean, not quite, but yeah. It's in Worcestershire if anyone wanted to know. Yeah. And finally, former England ace Stephen Gerrard has been mocked over Del Boy water drinking deal. So the footballer is being held has been helping to promote Angel Revive Alkaline Water, which claims it might help stomach complaints. And this reminded lots of people of the Only Fools and Horses episode where Dal Boy flogs bottled tap water. Now, I can't really say what people online have been saying about this because there's been lots of swearing.
Oh.
But yeah, they weren't impressed with him. And it doesn't even say online how much this water costs. You have to inquire for the price. And they only sell it in a big crate. You can't just buy one bottle on its own.
Right.
There you go.
That was almost like proper news from it, yeah?
I enjoyed that.
Mineral news. That was the last ever mineral news.
Mineral news.
Well, with Victoria. I mean, it'll probably carry on. But yeah.
We're not thinking of something new.
No, good enough. Thank you, Victoria. How did your final mineral news feel?
Glad it's gone.
Victoria's leaving us. She's got 2 days left. She's going to pastures. She's going to pastures new. Talk Sport.
Yeah, I'm moving one chair along in the office.
That's right. What a promotion. The desk, I have to say, your desk better than that one with the one chair along, though. Don't you think?
I like my current desk the most.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
Could you stay there? What difference would it make?
Maybe I should try and exert some power and authority and be like, let's just ignore everything that's happened before and I'm just going to stay here.
And it makes no difference where you sit, presumably.
I mean,
not really.
When I'm
office.
On the weekend and I do talk sport, I sit in the same seat. But no one cares then because there's no one else in.
There you go. More behind the scenes office life from Talk Radio and Talk Sport. Victoria, thank you very much for that bonus news.
That's okay.
She doesn't mean that. Tomorrow.
Animal news.
There you go. We will be bringing you a game of Snowflake Buckaroo next. If you don't know how that it works or what it is, I'll explain after Traffic and Travel on Talk Radio at 20 to 4.
Sons of Scotland, let me ask you one question. Would you be willing to trade all your days for one chance, just one chance, to come back and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Get your war face on for 3 hours of hand-to-hand debate and more combat-ready opinion than you could shake a dirty great sword at. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Can I go and wash my face?
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Expert TUI team is on hand to look after every little detail of your holiday. From planning your dream trip to helping you make the most of your time away. At TUI, we cross the T's, dot the I's and put you in the middle. Go online, download our app or visit your local TUI store. TUI, discover your smile.
Loves me better than you.
At all protected.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
I started Cocofina. This allowed me to bring passion and balance back into my life.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing companies, just like Cocofina.
We needed a partner that knows as much about finances as we know about coconuts.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Merseyside, we have very slow traffic due to an accident now on the hard shoulder, but still causing delays on the M62. That's westbound between Junction 7 and Junction 6 around the Tarbuck Island. In Warwickshire, we have queuing traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident with two cars involved on the M42. That's southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 9 for Curdworth. And in Cardiff, one lane blocked and heavy traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident on the M4. That's eastbound between Junction 33 and Junction 32. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Suddenly, everything goes black. You're driving blind. What evil lurks in the gloom? What hides in the shadows? Will you ever feel safe again?
Course you will. Come to Halfords. We fit new headlight bulbs on the spot from just £8. And we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords. For life's journeys.
Bulbs sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon if you're just joining us. Sam Delaney is going to be with you from 4 o'clock for Drive Time, of course. Well, we're here with your news-led entertainment and coverage. Bali's International Airport. There's only one in the Indonesian Bali. That's closed for the second day. This is because the volcano there, of course, is spewing the ash and the gas and the fumes into the sky. As we speak, they're expecting an eruption. They've evacuated many, many people. What?
The water, of course. The ash has got into the water, hasn't it? Making it cloudy.
Yes.
Barley water.
Yes. UK farming post Brexit. Farmers have gathered in London. Oh, we're going to the city. Going to the city. And they're discussing.
Sorry, they're pirates.
Yes, they're pirate farmers. And they've they are discussing the future of UK farming in that they're London. They've brought their cattle or something, probably. What else is going on? Oh, I don't know. Some people are getting married or something. Some kind of engagement between...
Everyone's getting married at the moment.
Between Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. They're going to get married at Windsor Castle's Chapel, which is called St George's Chapel, in May.
Not in London.
Not in London. In Windsor. In May next year. That is the month, of course, after the royal baby is due. So that's why they've done it.
Will the royal baby be able to attend?
The royal baby is already going to be best man. Or girl. We don't know which one it is, do we?
No. So
it'd be best girl or best man at the wedding. Yes, that's right. That's exactly what they've said. Bridesmaid if it's a girl. And best man if it's a boy one. If it's non-fluid, if it's gender fluid.
Non-fluid.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they will be fluid. It'll be amniotic, and they'll, you know. Gender fluid, which is modern, then it can choose which whether it wants to be bridesmaid or. Anyway, that's the news. Is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, a lot of people can't. I mean, we're here to help, as you know. And how do we help? That's right, by analysing the news and the current affairs using Japanese poetry. It's kind of obvious, really. It's the news in haikus.
Harry proposed whilst they roasted a chicken. That's a euphemism.
Fairly sure that's true. The news in haikus. then, time for our game. It's a board game from the old days, dragged into the modern world. It's not Buckaroo with a donkey and some tools. It's Buckaroo with a millennial snowflake. Yeah, remember Buckaroo? Remember the game Buckaroo? Plastic donkey, you hung tools on it, didn't you? And then it kicked the tools off. It's that, but dragged kicking and screaming into the modern world. No donkey, instead there's a snowflake millennial with trigger phrases being hung on it by our two game players, who are Alice on line one. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And you're a student, are you, Alice?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
And what are you a student of?
Psychology.
Psychology. And where do you do that?
At the University of York.
Okay, so you then are a classic millennial.
Yep.
Very good. Glad to hear it. This will help your gameplay. Let me introduce you to your opponent before I explain exactly how this is going to work. Kirsty's on the other line. Hello, Kirsty.
Hi.
Hi there. And what are you a student of and where do you stud?
I do media studies at Southampton Solent.
There we go. So it's psychology, York, versus media, Southampton Solent. It's like University Challenge, in a way. but, you know, you don't need to be smart. But I'm sure you are, but you don't need those skills. These are very different skills. Are you familiar with the game Buckaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough. Right, so there's a donkey in Buckaroo, and you hang tools on it, and it kicks the... So, anyway, it's like that. Now, what you're going to get here, you're going to play in rounds against each other. You are going to be given a series of millennial snowflake-style trigger phrases of the kind that would make one run to the safe space, all right? Now, they're all worth a number of points. You don't want to get to 21. When you get to 21, you are bust. You are out of the game, all right? So we'll go in rounds, and we'll play, and we'll see how we get on. You get to choose a phrase to hang on the snowflake. Does that make sense? Probably not. But let's play anyway. We'll see how we get on. We're rattling through because we're running out of time. That's the only reason. So, Alice, you go first, all right?
Yeah.
So you need to choose one of the following phrases, which is going to be worth a number of points, to hang on to the millennial. Are you going to go for the phrase cis-consensual virtue spreading or non-binary adulting entitlement?
Non-binary adulting entitlement.
All right, that leaves you, Kirsty, with cis-consensual virtue spreading. I can tell you that they're both worth five points. 5 points so far. Let's get the scores so far. Cornelius.
Thanks very much for asking, John. It's currently Alice has five, whilst Kirsty has five.
All right, then. Let's go on to round two. Kirsty, you get to choose first this time. Will you choose to hang on the side of the snowflake? Are you going to go for pre-op pronoun privilege of colour or trans-fluid gender-splaining?
The second one?
Trans-fluid gender-splaining is worth 4 points. That means Alice is left with pre-op pronoun privilege of colour. 6 points.
Mm.
Cornelius' latest score.
Well, thanks for asking, John. Alice is behind with 11, whilst Kirsty is racing ahead with 9.
Okay, remember, 21 is what you do not want to get to. Alice choosing first on round three. Are you going to go for hashtag TalkSport presenter Jim White, so Jim White, or LBGT ITV 2 HD?
LBGTIV2HD
is worth 5 points.
Oh.
5 points. The other one is 3 points.
3 points.
Whoa.
Hang on.
Okay. What are the scores?
Alice, again, still behind with, this time with 16, whilst Kirsty is ahead again with 12.
All right, let's go to Kirsty choosing first on this round. Are you going to go for hetero-safe validity neutralism or pre-op microaggressive lactose intolerance?
The second one again.
Second one again.
Oh, again.
2 points for the second one. Ooh. 2 points for the second one. And the first one. Right, 2 points again for that one. Two points.
Oh!
What are the scores, Cornelius?
Alice has 18. Kirsty, 14.
Oh. Right, Alice is picking first this time. Are you going to go for no platform gluten signalling or non-specific femininity assumption?
I'll go for the first one.
The first one is worth 1 point. Oh, 1 point there for Alice. One point. Oh.
19.
3 points.
3 points.
For the other one, for Kirsty's non-specific.
17. For Kirsty.
Okay.
I think.
Kirsty first this time then.
Firsty.
Yeah. Are you going to go for reverse trans-homo enabling or post-anxiety binary struggle shaming? Which of those snowflake phrases will you go for?
I will go for the second one again.
Okay, Kirsty's gone for the second one. I can tell you that is worth 2 points. It's worth 2 points.
Currently drawing on 19, but Alice is still yet to collect her points for this round.
Alice.
No.
Remember, 21 is where you're bust.
Both you're on 19 at the moment. Alice yet to collect.
Yeah. It's 800 points.
Oh, oh no!
Oh, bad luck, Alice. I'm so sorry about that.
What a shame.
Well played, though. Well played, Alice. Very good. Student in York there versus student in Southampton Solent. Kirsty, well done. Congratulations. Well done. Good work. Good work, Kirsty. Good work. Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Shame to hear, Alice. What a shaming there.
Yeah, what a shaming. Which, again, you know, is frowned upon, isn't it? Someone else that's frowned upon, but, you know, in a good way. Sam Delaney joins us now.
Sometimes in a bad way, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, good news!
Yeah.
I don't know about you, I couldn't sleep last night wondering where the marriage was going to take place.
Yeah, where is it?
At Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing, I'm happy they're not doing it abroad.
Yeah.
Because that costs a packet. Yeah. Have you ever had to go to one of those? Oh, my goodness. No way. And I know that everyone, all of their mates, will be sighing a big breath of relief, sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
That it's not Provence or Tuscany or one of these other places that people go.
Yeah.
So, Windsor's easy.
Windsor, easy on the train, isn't it?
Wherever you live in the country, it's easy connectivity to Windsor.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
So, good
thinking
news.
Of that means you're almost certainly not looking at a pay bar situation because they'll have saved money on travel.
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll be talking about drugs with Conservative MP Michael Fabricant.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like last Monday all over again. you can put that in the end of year series of Sam Delaney mispronounces the names of his guests.
In a sweary
in
way.
In a sweary way.
Yeah.
Michael Fiberglass, I call him.
Yeah.
He'll be talking about drugs. And then at 5 o'clock, we're talking Brexit with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yes.
Ooh. Would you like to give me a question for Jacob Rees-Mogg?
Ooh. No.
No, okay, well, I'll just ask him what's your favourite animal, which is your standard
you haven't done that for a while, actually.
Why
does
he look like Harry Potter in the afterlife?
Okay, I'll ask him that. That's great, yeah. Okay, I might make that my opening question, because I'll be honest, and I've got nothing at the moment.
And then Michael Fabricant is Malfoy, so...
Yeah, okay, yeah, great. All right, I'll run that theme through the questions. Thanks, guys. As always, you've saved my show.
We're here to help.
And you've made sure it's going to be a solid 5 out of 10. Thank you.
There it is. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive, live drive at 4 on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock. Have a good evening. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.